Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I'm down to my last $2. This chick to my, she want mink coats and diamond rings, a black navigator and things.
Hello. Welcome once again to the D and the Brother Larry Show. We are here one more Saturday, man, to give you some race reports, discuss a few things in race and see what's going on, what went on during the week. We have a few events taking place this week. I know I talked to my brother down in Arkansas. They had Dunier and the Save the Black Career went down there. But I think they got rained out there, so I don't think we got any good news, no bad news, but no good news. And we got a Clocks Off got an event going on up at 41. And I'm in the process now of trying to get some race results up there. Hopefully within the next few minutes we'll have something to tell you guys on what's going on. I got my co-host out there, the world's greatest, Uncle Larry. He's out there, so I'm looking to call in and tell us something about what's going on there. And then another thing we're going to have tonight is that within the, we're going to do probably 35, 40 minutes of a talk discussion. I think I got Mr. Larry, Mr. Melvin on. We're going to discuss a few things here. And then about 7:45, 8 o'clock, we're going to have Brother Thaddeus to come on, and anyone that's got any tech questions that needs something answered in reference to a problem that they might have with the engines, carburation, fuel delivery, even chassis. You know, you don't get in the chassis much now, but he's very knowledgeable and all. So we had him on when the show first started. We had him on one night, and he was very helpful to a lot of guys out there. I got some feedback from that. They wonder when I'm going to have him back. So tonight, I think going to be our lucky night that we get that young man back in. And I told you guys before, anything that you might think you want to ask in reference to an engine, he's already answered it once. So he'll be more than happy to answer again for you guys. I think I see Big Drag Hand just popped up. So I got him out here. Got Brother Melvin here, and like I said, I believe my brother, I think that's his name I'm looking at now. So we might have some information from 41 for you guys in a minute. But we had had a little bad news taking place this weekend. Gold Digger run into a little trouble up at, I believe, Miles. I'm going to get Brother Melvin, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
Yeah, I'm going to get Brother Melvin. He know a little more about that than I do. I haven't got it direct. I got secondhand information. So, Melvin, can you give us a little insight on what happened with Gold Digger up there?
Yeah, he was making a test hit there today, and I think it kind of got away from him. I'm not sure what happened, but he did hit the wall there on the right side. He was in the right lane and bent the car up there a little bit in the front end. Yeah, but he hit the wall with it today. He was getting ready to run Jimbo. They had a lock-in at 6 o'clock, but he didn't make it to the lock-in, so he ended up putting it in the wall. But he's all right, though. He's all right. Car is fixable, too. But you know that goes. You don't want to bend him up. No.
Right. You don't want to bend him up if you can. But it's a good thing to know that he's okay. As long as he's okay, we replace that car and what part we need.
Yeah.
Now, I got a question for you, Melvin. Do you know anything about whether he had to pay the lockup off due to the fact that he didn't make the trip?
Well, no. In their stiffs, they had his stiffs was like they was going to lock in at 6 o'clock. And the accident happened maybe like 5:45 or something like that. So it never made it to 6 o'clock. So it wasn't – yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I asked that question because I wanted to see, you know, I know how it was back in the old days when we raced, you tore your car up. Man, we would give you that lockup hours, too, and help fix your car. You know, we didn't want to get paid then. Yeah, I just wanted to see, was it a gentleman there or was it just robbery? That's why I asked that question. We have a few gentlemen still in racing that won't take it, you know, if you had an incident of search. And we have a few that, hey, it's an opportunity to take advantage and they do it. We hate to see it, hate to see it, but, you know, it is what it is. Some guys do it.
Yeah. I mean, and then to me, you know, you got both of the guys at the track. I don't even understand what a lock-in would be at that point. I could see you locking in, you in Tennessee and one over in Maryland somewhere, you know, for the transfer. But both of y'all at the track, the only other thing that's left to do is just let's pull in the lane, put the money up and go. What we got to lock up?
Correct. So correct. I agree with you 100%. I've asked that question several times on my show. I've asked it to some guys in person. And actually we had a gathering last night. And we had a nice time, too, over on 79th and Vernon. Had a very nice time with the Coxoff brother. I got a chance to meet some woman brother I hadn't met that I only talked to on the show. And got a chance to, you know, shake hands and put a name with a face. But he's also, you, Mr. D, I'm trying to get a chance to meet you. I said, yeah, man, that'd be me. Nothing special. I'm just here. But as funny you said that because the same thing came up last night. And I was asking that very question. Why do we have to lock up? What's the reason to lock up when we both here?
Yeah,
let's just put the pot up. That's
right.
Let's just put the pot up and race.
Yeah.
You know. And I tell you something, Evan, a guy asked me last night, and I had three guys come to me last night, and two was in 100% agreement with me, and one, I guess you could say, was in half agreement with me. Here last week, I made a statement on the show. If they lock up the pot, I stated that it will stop a lot of this BS in racing of paying off 10% because I don't like what I just seen. And I stated last week, I think some guys are paying off 10%, not even knowing, unbeknown to them, that this is what they're doing. Because it's just a common thing to say, lock in 200 on 2,000. Well, that's 10% you got to pay off if you don't like. I don't like what Melvin just did a shakedown. I ain't like what I seen. So I'm going to give Melvin 200. But in the meantime, Melvin came all the way from Jackson, Mississippi to Chicago, and I don't see any fairness in that. So two of the guys I spoke with last night, they're like, you know, I really agree with what you said. I think that would be a good thing to do and stop a lot of the BS in racing. One guy said that he feel like the whole pot might be a bit much, but lock in half the pot. And I said, you know what, I agree with you too. If we're raising for $3,000 and we lock in $1,500, you're not going to give $1,500 up too easy just to give it up. You're going to try to secure it.
Yeah, you're going to try to win that money. That's what you're going to try to do.
Right. You're going to try to get out of that track. You're definitely not going to give it up just because you don't like the shakedown that Melvin just made. It scares mm-hmm. you, so you just give him $1,500. You're not going to do that. So I told him, I said, you know, I understand what you're saying when you said that the whole pot might be a bit much, but like in half, yeah, I accept that too. I really will. But I'm still waiting. I thought I'd seen my brother's number there, but that wasn't him. And I've called him a few times. I've sent him a couple of texts. I'm trying to find out what went on out there. I had to go to Wisconsin today, so I had some runs to make fuss. You know, I don't want to beat a dead horse in the ground.
Right.
On one hand, and on the other hand, I don't mind beating the ground. There are some things that's been said, ladies and gentlemen. There are some things that has been done by the proprietor of 41. And for those that don't know, you know, we don't get into stone throwing here on this show. We don't get into the negativity side of nothing. It's strictly positive for us. We're trying to move up, not sideways, not down. But some things have to be said. Some things need to be said. And there are some things that the guy, the proprietor of 41, has done and doing that just do not resonate well with me. So I made the statement, and I stand by my guns. If a man don't stand for something, he'll fall for anything. I refuse to go back to 41 for as long as he has something to do with the track. You know, when you can get away with A and B, what's to stop you from trying C?
Right.
You get away with A, B, and C, what's to stop you from trying D? Now, the young man has done several things, and he's basically just getting away with them. And the things that he's doing and has done, they are detrimental to my peoples. So with that being said, my little point, it may not hurt you, but I figure it can't help you. I just can't frequent your track when you're doing the things that you're doing and saying the things that you're saying, you know. So this is why I had to work. I could have postponed the work if I didn't want to. Melvin, I'm one of them guys that's a truthful. I'm going to put no excuses in when the truth can be told. You know, the guy
right.
Put a pistol on a man, the guy going around saying that that's good for the nigga when drag car burnt down. You know, we don't want to beat a dead horse, but these things need to be brought to the forefront.
Yeah.
I think he should have his track to himself. And it's not like it's possibilities of being a great track, but it's not like it's a good track. So with all that adding to the equation, why would I want to give you my money when you talking all this negativity about my peoples? And pull a gun on them. You know, if you pull a gun on me today, you'll shoot tomorrow.
Yeah. You pull on me now, you may shoot me.
right. You know, a bullet don't have a name. He don't care who he hit or where he go. He gonna travel until his force of gravity pulls him down. So you might be in the way in the process of that force of gravity, and then is what the hell it means to me. So I just think he should have his track. I can't do that track. You know, if as soon as he is removed or he remove himself and someone else take ownership of the track, man, I'd be more than I would love to go to 41. I would love to have made the event today.
Right.
You know,
Yeah, well, you know how some of these people are we got in the world today, man. They just, you know, it goes back a long way on the way they feel about us. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, the way they feel about us, it comes out. When it comes out, you know, it really hurts some of us to know that you feel like that. And then what they got is we ain't got nowhere else to go race, so you gonna come here to Dallas. I can say whatever I want to say. You still ain't got nowhere else to go race, you know. And it's basically aimed at the neighborhood people that's not going real far, you know. So it's one of those things. But something need to be done about, you know, his mouth, you know, speaking those kind of things out there like that. It really does, you know. Even if it didn't come down to nothing but an apology, you know what I'm saying? You can say the wrong thing in this world. But if you man enough to say it, you should be man enough to apologize for what you did and you're wrong behind it, you know.
Especially if you know you're wrong, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. And once again, man, like Melvin just said, it's something need to be done. And it puts a black eye in the game because I have a young man that's coming on the show tonight. I count him as one of the greatest engine builders ever. I put this man up against anyone. He's a personal friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a white guy. He's not black. He's a white guy. But he's a personal friend of mine. This guy and I go, we have years of friendship together. We years. So it's not like it's a racial thing in my eyesight. You know, I don't look at your color for what you are. I look at you for what you are. This man, I have another friend of mine that he called me today, man, personal friend of mine, that's why I got him, and I keep in touch. We keep in touch. My tech guy is going to come on tonight. Anyone that heard me when I had him on my show the first time will know I can't speak highly enough of him. You know, he do probably 90% of all heads for McGavin, Indianapolis. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on his name now. Steve Smith. Just to give a little insight on how sharp the guy is, he does 90, if not 95% of Steve Smith head work. And you know the old saying says, no flow, no go with these race cars. So if you got no heads, you got no go. So for those guys out there that's running fast with Steve Smith's engine, just know they're coming from a young man that you will hear tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I have nothing but praise. I speak very highly of him. He's one of the best riders I could ever ask for. You know, so this guy here at the track, he needs to be removed, you know. He really needs to be removed. And I think the best way to do it, Melvin, the old saying says, you hurt him in his pocket, you really hurt him.
Yep.
You know, when you hurt him in his pocket, you really hurt him. So if no one going to the track, he'll get out the way.
Yep. what makes it hard for us, though, you know, we got the guys that's, you know, like Sham and the guys that still, you know, they go there, they put their shows on, they putting them on, you know, to make them money and stuff like that. So, you know, it's hard to break that barrier down because, you know, they going to get the track to make them some money with it. And then when they want to put on a race and everything like that, they, you know, they expect the rest of the community to support them. And then my man, he's just still sitting up there in the tower like, you know, yeah, look, you know, however, it don't make no difference what I say. You know, they still got to come here to race and stuff like that.
That's it.
How we can fix it, you know?
Right. You know, the old people say, cheese like a chess cat. You know?
Yeah.
Very rude. Well, let's get, man. We're going to get back here in a minute. I think we got Uncle Larry on.
Okay, good.
So if there is, we might can get a report here on what's going on in 41 today. Uncle Larry, okay. Yeah? Uncle Larry, you there? See, he said he called in. He might be able to hit the mute button because he hit the track. Well,
okay.
Uncle Larry, if you hear me, your mic is open. We're going to leave your mic open. And when you come back, just come on in. And me and going to keep it going until then. City, you see 2502 out there. City, you see 2502 up there on that board for me, if you can get him in here. But, no, Melvin, that's just, I just want to throw it out. Like I said, I don't want to beat on a dead horse because to me it's dead. But I just want to throw it out there and let my clocks off brothers know that I'm in 200% support of them, do everything I can to help. But that was the reason why I didn't show up at that track today. And I said, if I'm not going to spend some money, I might as well make some money. So I chose to get in the truck.
Yeah. Right.
That way you're going to spend it in the mail, I might as well make some, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah, I went to work.
It's but you know that. Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
Now, I was going to say, you know, I had something on my mind I was thinking about today. You know, we by us being up here in the north, and, you know, we like running out the back door to quarter mile stuff, you know, we're going to have to put us a program together for the quarter mile races, you know. We're going to have to kind of like step up to the plate here a little bit because you don't even hear nothing about the quarter mile races no more. Well, all we hear is eighth of a mile, which, you know, I'm not mad at the eighth of a mile or anything like that. But on our territory, we do everything, you know, quarter mile wise. So sooner or later here, we're going to have to put us a quarter mile program together with a shootout. And, hey, we got, you know, 16 cars, and everybody all going out the back door, man. So we could, you know, let the eighth of a mile boys do their thing, and let's just take the rest of us quarter mile boys that's left that want to run out the back door, put us a program together, and do the same thing they do.
And that's funny you spoke on that because Drag and I, him and I, and my producer, we had been little snippets about it. We've been talking about it, and we did a drop off table talking about it. Well, we had said the same thing. Putting a program together to do that. And on the, I think on Big Sham show, I kind of touched on that Thursday night. You know, and once again, you hate to beat on a dead horse because to me it's a dead issue that we really shouldn't let die. But we let one man, we allow one man to totally change the way we race. We really did. So when you look at it, Tony Bynes is the one that changed all that stuff.
Yeah, you know,
he brought all these tips in that come from him. Then we allowed the South to come up here and totally dictate. What it was, this is my opinion, is that we wanted to do battle with the South so bad and to beat up on them so bad because we have the fastest cars. What we did, we allowed them guys to just dictate to us what we would do. And basically said, we're going to whoop you anyway. Well, that's not the thing to do because we're in Rome. And when you're in Rome, you damn sure do as the Romans do or you get beheaded. You know, and then they'll put your butt out in the center of the township and know your head been cut off. So what we should have done, we should have chopped the North's head off as soon as they showed up out the back door or else, if you don't want to ride the back door, considering you here in our state, our part is in the woods, you guys just run each other. Now, what they would have done, they would have turned around and said, we travel 800 miles to race each other. We can get at home.
Yeah.
So next time we go to Chicago, we go to Detroit, we know we got to ride the back door. But when they come here, down here in these broad patches, they know they got to run eighth.
Yeah.
That's understandable. You know, because we'll be in their part of Rome then. When they come here, they should be in our part of Rome. So, yes, I agree with you. I'm saying we need to put a program on where you can run out the back door. And
yeah,
I think we need to do it with big tires.
Yeah, anytime. I mean, I'm like, you know, I'm old school. We didn't never, you know, growing up, I never looked at what kind of tire the guy had on his car. It didn't make me no difference. If I felt like I can beat you, I got the other lane. Let's go down to here. You know, win or lose. It didn't make no difference about the tire size. But I understand this is this new age of drag racing. You know, it's kind of like to me like a stage. We the older guys or whatever. We got the kids out here on the stage, and this is just the way they want to run the stage. So, you know, I figure like we just got to put our own program together, man, and just sit back and just enjoy it just like they out there enjoying their program. All they want to race on is 28s and 29s. We get us a program together, man, where we just come to the track and enjoy the way we used to race, you know? Get us
right.
A group of guys, man, and we just let it build and build and get it back so we don't even got to worry about them, you know? Let them do their thing.
Well, see, that's what I mean when I said big tire. I'm like you. I mean, allow the big tire to run. If you got a set of 16 on, that's what you get. If you got a set of 10s on, that's what you get. Because I'm like you. We didn't race the tire. We didn't race the carburetion. You know, a young man came to me last night, and he said he was glad to meet me. He finally got a chance to put a name with a face. And the first thing he asked me, he said, why are you so hard on the new generation? And I told him, I said, no, brother, it's not that. I'm not hard on the new generation. It is just that thing is going in a three, life is a three-stage field. And it's funny I said it because a young man was on the radio, I listened to him, and I was, you know, you get so far out, you really can't hear music that goes to that country and western most when you get out. And a young man came on yesterday, he said he did his life in three stages. He said he's in the third stage of life now. He said when he was born to his 20s, the early 20s, he said he had to do what his parents do because he didn't know what was going on. He was just bouncing around from door to door. He said from his 20s to his 30s, he got married. He said, hell, that got old. That's 20 years. That's good. She going her way. I go mine. I ain't got a bad mouth. You got old now. He said, now I'm in the prime of my life. I'm in the latter part of it because of three stages there. Well, it's the same thing with history. Life is a history channel. Mm-hmm. How can you live in this present time and expect to make it to the future if you don't know a damn thing about your past?
Right.
You know, we as older guys, right now, Osa and him, I was going to try to get Osa on tonight. I look at guys like Osa Trice, Harry Mad Dog Cannon, even CW. You know, those guys paved the way in street racing for guys like myself, you to come along, drag to come along. Well, now, we did the same thing for these guys to come along. My friend told me one time before we dissolved our friendship, he was looking at his son. He said, look at that, D. He said, that was us 20 years ago. His son was, man, he was so into this conversation these older guys had going on about racing. I mean, like he was just picking their brain, you know. And he said, look at it. He said, that was us. And it was. 20 years ago, we was doing OSA the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we was picking OSA brain. And his kid coming down, he done stepped to the side. And Junior did the driving. That's Didi, which is speaking of. He's got this car called Blue Thunder now. Well, his son is driving now. You know, 20 years ago, he was driving, you know. But, no, that's just the way it is. They have their agenda. They want to play with them small tires. We really don't. They are guys in the South want to run the 8th. We don't. So, I agree. I think we should put a program together to where the older schools are going to run it. And ride the way we ran, you know.
It'll
just be drag racing, street racing at the track. I'm all for that. Like I said, truthfully, drag, myself, and my producer had hit and missed at it. And now we see that we got you on the same page. We can bring you in on it.
And then I still feel like even if we got our, you know, our group together to do it with, we can all still be on that same stage together. This whole event, just like, you know, something is being put on at Bryan. All of the guys can come in onto the stage. We got the older guys on this side over here. We got the younger guys on this side over here. Y'all can run y'all 28s over there. We're gonna have a 28 tied. Y'all want to race the 8 tomorrow? We ain't got a problem with that. But we also gonna have a quarter mile boys over here on the other side. You know what I'm saying? I think it will fill up the whole track. And if somebody was putting on the event and we got it all together like that, it would even make the event even more powerful. You know what I'm saying? Because as a whole, we all grudge races all in it together. You know what I'm saying? We just got to all come to the table on all of this. And if we can all come to the table, we got it going on. We got a beautiful thing going right now. You know, but it's got some gaps and stuff that's in there. But if we fix all that up, man, we really have a beautiful it just gets even better. Because, see, it's a beautiful thing now because they looking at the beauty part of it because they having themselves a good time with the 28s and the 29s while we sit here. Well, I don't know if we're sitting here complaining, but we ain't doing nothing. But if we get up and get our program together to come to it, you know, we can just put it all on the same table together.
And you're so right, man, because once again, I think you was, you know, over you said that if I could be that flower in the wall, man, I think you was that flower in the wall last night because that's something else was said to me last night. It says that we talk about the ins and the outs of what these young guys are doing, but we're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said the same thing, which is true. Well, I'm going to let the young guys know that we're on the phone now. I'm letting you guys know. I am in the process of putting my ass back together. It will be back out next year. It will be out with the 1600s on it, though. It's going to have a big town on it. There's some 1633s on it. So if you young guys don't want to do battle with me, I'm going to talk about you.
Yeah.
And the reason I want to talk about you because you got a big black Chevrolet. Even if you got a small block ship, you're going to have more cubic inches than I have. I have 459 cubic inches, but I got a Buick motor. I'm going to have a Buick with some 1633s up on it. So when you guys come and don't want to ride the back door with me, just know you're going to be you're going to be put on blast on my show Saturday night.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to blast them. But it's a lot easier to try to get your point over to them or to even discuss a matter with them, period, if you're out there doing it yourself. You know,
yes.
When you're not out there doing it, they're hacking you, tell me. And then all you can do is really just say, well, in a way, you're right.
And I think another thing, if we put ourselves together, you know, to go out the back door and get our program going real good, see, I see what's on the wall that allure them into what's going on. We can break that tire size thing up. Because, see, once we go over there and start doing our thing, the first thing going to pop in their mind is we want to win that money. So we're going to stop thinking about tire size. If I can beat him, I'm going to race him how I'm sitting. I ain't going home to do this and do that. If I can beat him, I'm going to just go over here and challenge him. You know what I'm saying? We can break that barrier down. But we got to get our platform together and start doing our own thing and start enjoying it and having fun just like they out there doing it. Okay, we got us a shootout going on this weekend, and we got a $5,000 pot up for the guy that went out the back door, and we didn't care nothing about his tire size. You know what I'm saying? We got to put something out there so that they'd be attracted to it.
And you're sure right. Now, the thing, and see, now here we go again. The ideal track to do that will be 41.
Yeah,
because,
41.
You know, the thing with I'm a truck driver, and the center, the hub of transportation is right here, Illinois, Chicago.
Oh yeah, and you got a base there with spectators in it, and see that's what makes the program. I love the spectators, I love the races, but I got thousands of fans. I got fans all over the place everywhere I go. I can just go to a track, and just sit there, and people just walk around. Once they see me, they'll come over to me and go to talking to me. You that guy, Pink. You know what I'm saying? From just the past history that I've been in. So I got fans all over the place. And the first thing, where's that car at? You know, they just want to see that car going down the drag strip, you know?
That's it. They want to see it go down the track. I want to take it down the track for them. And you want to put a good show on for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But like I was saying, 41, man, that's the perfect track. But it's got to be under new ownership. So it's got to be someone else. If that guy's moved. Now, I tell you a good track, Melvin, but for some reason we don't do events there, and that's the Grove.
Yeah.
You don't see anyone doing events at the Grove. I think Drag will probably be more knowledgeable on why than I am. Well, I don't think. I know he's going to be more knowledgeable on telling us why we're not doing it than I am. Well, I know you don't see any events at the Grove. None.
Is the Grove, is it closer to the Chicago hub, the Grove closer than 41
is? I think the Grove is closer than 41. I really think the Grove is close. If it's not, it's no more than 5-10 miles different in both of them. I don't think it's that much.
Okay.
You know, I don't really think it's that much. They both are very close. I know that. For some reason, I keep drawing that the Grove is closer than 41 is. Well, for what the reason is, they do events at Rockford. They do events at 41. We know why they don't do them at 66. We already know that. So that's a no-brainer. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. Yeah, but
they ain't buying it.
Right. We ain't going to discuss 61. 66 is a no-brainer. It's not even debatable, discussable. You know, you just leave it off the table. Because they don't care if they don't go. But between 41, the Grove, and Rockford, you know, they do events at Rockford. And you do events at 41. You never hear no one doing nothing at the Grove.
How old is the guy that owns that 41 truck? You an older guy?
No, he's probably in his 40s.
He in his 40s? Okay, so he a young guy then. I mean, you know, that's kind of on the young side. Young guy.
Early 40s or something like that. What's up, D?
Hey, what's up, Rick? Hey, wait, before I forget it, you know my memory is kind of short there. Which one you think is closer to you, 41 or the Grove?
The Grove is way closer to the city, even from the south side.
I see the Grove is closer. I see it about 5-10 miles different.
No, that's shorter than that. I mean,
okay.
It's longer than that, so close as far as, it takes me from the west side, from the west side, bro, 2 hours to get to 41, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Takes me 1 hour to get
to the Grove.
55,
right. 56
minutes.
Yeah. I, for some reason, I felt that the Grove was closer. You know, but for some reason, Melvin, I was just talking, no one do events there. You don't feel no events being thrown at the Grove.
Because they don't want to rent the track out like
right.
41. See, Denny don't got much going on, bro. He don't have a whole lot of things going on the track. The last couple races he had, he didn't have 20 cars there. His big thing is to rent the track to Big Sham them doing and stuff tonight. That gets his money. He makes his money off of that. If they didn't lease that track from him for a day, they probably wouldn't be racing that too much longer. You know, a couple weeks ago, a month ago, he only had 12 cars there, 12 entries. He's running everybody away, man.
Well, Melvin and I was talking earlier. I don't know if you heard us or not, but I know you and I had just nitpicked at it, and me and producing you and I had nitpicked at it about putting on a show of our own. You know, the older guys, let's do us a show to where we actually going out the back door for those that want to go out the back door. Those, the young guys that want to run the small tires and the eighth, that's what they do. But like Melvin was just saying, we need to do our own thing, because it's so much easier when you out there performing to tell someone what to and what not to do than it is when you just sitting on this show telling them, even though you're writing what you're seeing, they're not seeing you performing. You know, my radio friend, I call him a radio friend because the guy and I have never met in person, but we have talked several times over the air. That's Bro Wick. Guy told me, and it's funny because the guy told me last night, he said, man, he said, you partial towards Wick. He said, you really like what Wick do. I said, no, it's not that, man. It's just that he's a race. But Wick made a statement a few weeks back, you know, he said, and he said it several times. He said that, you know, when you're not out here racing, you don't see what we see. Well, that's not true if you're a race. When you're a racer, you see what you see. But it's hard to tell the young crew that when they don't see you out there. You know, they're not seeing you go up and down the track. They're not seeing you laying the rubber down, so it's hard to get them to understand what you're saying. So Melvin and I was just saying, we definitely need to put an event on. We really do, the older guys. What would you think about that?
That would be lovely, but, you know, as you can see, Melvin, what type of support we get, you know, even me, being known well as I'm known, you know what I'm saying? I don't get no turnoffs like what they get, you know, and it's all about, you know, people want to support you and people not want to support you. Hold on a second, D. Y'all, I got to click over for a second.
Go ahead. Yeah, well, when it comes to support, my thing on that is that, how you put it?
Yeah.
Promotion, you know, it's promotion, Melvin. I think more than anything, you gotta work it up.
Yeah.
What do you say, Melvin?
It's got to be worked up. It's got to be promoted.
Yeah.
Because I know, like when we first got into this grudge thing, like 2008,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got in and we started doing the Chicago versus Detroit thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
And when it started off, you know, we had ourselves a good time with it. You know what I'm saying? And then it started picking up here and it started picking up there. And, you know, it kind of got, like, broken down. And as we was putting on the shows, the tracks they saw what we was doing when we wanted to go there to put on a show or do something to keep it going like that. Then they wouldn't let us do it no more, you know what I'm saying, because they was looking at the revenue and the money of it. Oh, well, we can make all of this money, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of just backed out of the way, and it turned into, to me, more like a greed thing with them, but I just backed up and got out of the way of it, you know what I'm saying? I don't own no track or anything like that, so wasn't nothing else for me to do. I just got out of the way of them.
Right. Well, you know,
what you saying? I'm sorry.
Can you run that by him again, Melvin, so you kind of get some more detail what you're saying there?
Like when we first started out back in 2008 and 2009, with the Detroit versus Chicago thing. You know how much fun we was having with that back then, going backwards and forwards. You know
that was huge. That stuff was huge, and it made even when it's basically the same thing as when Denny and them first come up with the Streetcar Chaos. Dude, that was brilliant. That stuff was brilliant. That place was wall to wall, jam packed, not only with cars and spectators. It was people that even raced till 3 o'clock in the morning, dude. That man wore that to nothing. That Streetcar Chaos. That's when all the Detroit boys started coming over here to us, and then in return, they had a deal. We had a agreement with the girl, Janine, whatever her name is, that. Then he was letting all the Detroit guys in Chicago in his track free, and he done that. You know, I don't care much for Denny, but I got to tell the truth about it. Denny was letting the Detroit guys in free in return for denying them to let us in free, but she would not do it. When we got there, she made us pay.
And that wasn't right. It was a lot of stuff that she done. You know, to break those barriers down. We had it going real good, you know, and me and her father is the one that started all of that stuff and got it going. And as he got older, I guess his health or whatever, then they went in there and they took it over. It was like, it was a wrap after that, you know what I'm saying? I never really even got a chance to, I just backed up out of the way. I mean, that's your thing. That's how you want to do it. Ain't nothing else I can do, you know?
So, you know, the old saying says, all it takes is one bad apple to spoil the whole bunch. It may not get the whole bunch, but it sure can make a lot of them bad. And that right there is a perfect example of what happened. You let them in free here, but then she don't let us in free there. You know, okay, we're here now, so we're going to go in. But do you think we're coming back next year? No. Or do you think Denny going to let you all in free next year? So, see, you change the horse in the middle of the field there. That's just the love of money, the love of money.
Yeah, that money, and that got in the way a lot of it. And I'm going to tell you another nice event we used to really, really, really have a lot of fun at. I mean, everybody came to Black Sunday in St. Louis.
Black Sunday,
That was like the
Black Sunday effect, Tuesday.
Man, and when Dragon them would come down there, and when we was really, really having our fun and we was able to grudge race and stuff like we wanted to. It wasn't like we wanted to, but they just gave us our time that we could go out there and do it. We had a great time down there in St. I mean, that whole parking lot was full of race cars. And St. Louis got a big old track. That whole parking lot was full of race cars.
Yeah, and then they messed that up, Melvin. They just fell by the wayside, you know.
Yeah.
I heard what show was on now. But one of these shows, because I frequent all the shows, and one of them was talking about, you know, trying to bring it back. But one, it's a proof of fact that if you have something going and you let it fall by the wayside, it's three times as hard to bring it back, and sometimes it'll never be the same.
Yeah.
You know, it just never be the same.
That probably never will be because of the people that was there. Once they got treated the way they did, they ain't going back.
Right.
They can put it back together. I ain't going.
Yep. It just.
Yeah, but long as
it's like it'll never be the same, you know.
Maybe so, like when next year start up, because this season basically getting ready to wind down now, you know. And what they got out
I'm off.
Yeah, you have good.
Okay, I had fell off. I heard Melvin saying when I called back, you know, let me tell you what happened to Black Sunday, y'all. Black Sunday was huge. I've been going to Black Sunday since they first started in the early 90s. It basically started out with a bunch of the brothers out of St. Louis wanted to have a venue for themselves, barbecue and racing and crap talking. That's what started off Black Sunday. And then they started out, then they started put a name on it. So they called it Black Sunday. Now let me tell you what destroyed it. They brought me in Black Sunday to promote and bring in fast cars. We had a quick eight pro stock show. I had that stuff going on. It went on, the first one started at Great Lakes Dragway. I done it for 2 years at Great Lakes Dragway. I brought Edmund Hall in. I brought Sam Brown in. I brought the Clearys in. I had a solid eight-car field of six-second car back in the 2007, no, 2005, 2004 years, back in then. The UBDRA took it upon themselves to step over my head and try to go behind my back and bring the guys in that I had from down south, which the main dude that they called was Edmund Hall. Well, at the time, they did not know Edmund Hall. Edmund Hall and I was friends at that time, and we used to communicate and follow each other racing pretty much. Well, Edmund Hall told them that, asked them what I put on the show, and they told him no. And Edmund Hall told them that he was not coming and he was not going to bring nobody with him unless I had something to do with it. So that's what killed the Union Grove Black Sunday show that we had with all the pro stock. I took my show to Byron. I brought all my guys to Byron. Edmund Hall was there. Sam Brown was there. There was another dude that Edmund had brought from down in Alabama, and we had eight-car field. So that's where my start come at Byron with doing the show. Shortly after that, the UBDRA and Byron could not come together on the pricing, what it was going to cost to do the show, and there was some disagreements about other things that I'm not going to talk about. And that's why that race, the Black Sunday that they had at Byron, became my race, because the UBDRA backed out and wouldn't show, and so I picked it up and changed the name.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Okay. Well, I know that St. Louis chapter of it was huge down there. That was
it was real huge, Bill. It was real huge. Edmund Hall actually won one of the pro mod shootout that they had. He won it, and then they brought the brothers in from the boys came from Virginia. What was his name that got killed? I know him well. I actually met him there in St. Louis. I can't call his name, but he run pro stock. He run ADRL pro stock too. He got killed at an ADRL race. He's from Virginia. Oh, shucks, I can't call his name, but it's a black boy. He was there. He ended up running Edmund in the finals. They had a normal operated car.
Okay.
Shucks, but that stuff was huge, man. They had blower cars, nitrous cars, horsepower cars. It was big.
Yeah.
But, you know, somehow we end up, you know, cutting our nose off by our face and take our good things and turn them into something just normal, mediocre.
Yeah. And then get to look back at what we had.
Yeah, that I'm going to tell you something, believe it or not. Clarksville has got a real good thing going. And I truly believe with the mentality and the attitude, the way that Danny Picks, you know, does the Clarksville deal, I think he's going to grow. You know, same format pretty much as what Gore Dink had, which let me mention that Gunner Picks was a major part of Gore Dink. You know what I'm saying? He was there from the start. You know, for whatever reason, you know, he went out on his own. I don't know if there was some difference between the two. It doesn't matter. But it was pretty much the same format. But the best thing that I could tell you, I've been with both. Clark's office is more people friendly. That's what I'll say. You know, I walked away from Grudge Inc., and I don't have anything bad to say about Grudge Inc. You know, the differences that I had, I'd rather keep them to myself. I don't have nothing bad to say about none of those guys, but in my opinion, Clark's office is more people friendly.
Well, according to, I wasn't there when it started. I mean, you guys were there a lot longer than I have been. But according to Mr. Gunny himself, he started Grudge Inc. he walked away from it. So whatever went down, something had to go down between him and Gorilla Gene.
Everybody that walked away has had a problem with, you know, the president. You know, things not being done, promises being made, and wanting to do stuff that just ain't right. Things of that nature, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going against, I'm not going with wrong. You know, if you're wrong, you're wrong, and I'm not going to be a part of it.
Right, right. Well,
but to me, it's still all good. You know, even with the table the way it is right now, we're going to take all that equation out of it. Okay, that's cool. All that can just stay behind the scenes. But we're going to get back to our racing part of it on this side of it. And with the clocks off and them, if we can just bring all of the racers into that arena is what the main focus is right now. If we can just get all of the racers into that one arena, we're going to have a real great time. You know?
Well, if we can get the greedy people out of it, you know, which I don't see where there's no greedy people in Clarksdorf. I'm not speaking about Clarksdorf. If you're trying to associate them both together, there's a lot of, you know, big me's and little you's in the other organization, bro. And actually, guys like me, guys like you, Melvin, guys like everybody that they went to every state and pulled the big names out of them states and formed their body, you know, governing bodies, you know, they built the business based upon these well-known guys and these highly respected guys in the race game and used it at their advantage and then, you know, pretty much told you the hell with you. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't gotten that from Gunner Picks. I'm not officially a Clarksdorf member. I'm not a member of body of Clarksdorf, but I am a friend of Gunner Picks. You know, and with me being a friend of Gunner Picks, I support him totally. And I'll do whatever needs to be done. And so like I said, he's a very humble man, and he don't, just because he's the president of the deal, he don't have, you know, he don't look at the guys in general, you know, and governors and stuff as beneath them.
Well, actually, Rich, he got on me about that. True, he only want to be called a president. He just wants you to call him Gunner Picks. You know, he only want to be addressed. When Gunner come on the show, he asked me, and I take Gunner joking a lot, you know, but he said, Mr. D, he said, I'm serious this thing. He said, will you please do this for me? Don't say you're president. Just say, you know, I'm on. He only wants you to now. He want to be just one of the guys. You know, he don't want to be known as the president of the show. We, like I said last night, we was out last night, and between him and Leroy, they picked the tab up, you know, whatever you want. You know,
yeah.
And this is the second time that I've been out with them since I've been a member of Clarksdorf, because I am a member of Clarksdorf. And
I'm gonna say this: you don't have to be no yes man, or you know, I guess you could say kiss behind. You know what I'm saying? To get treated better.
Barely.
In Clarksdorf. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not nobody's yes man. And I'm not going to kiss nobody behind. You know, I'm just as much man as anybody. You know what I'm saying? Treat me accordingly. And if you don't do, you know, I don't even get into that, man, because that's pretty much what you're doing. But I'm going to leave that part of it alone. I'm just going to say this. I support Clarksdorf folks.
Well, like I was saying, Rick, you are... Officially, you may not be a member, but, you know, you're a personal friend of mine. So I get to help you out quite often. You're always on the show with me here and willing to do whatever you can. I can say this. The little time that I've been around Clarksdorf, you said it best. There's no big eyes and little youths in Clarksdorf.
I don't hear you too good, Lo.
I was trying to get this thing off speaker. You said it best. The little time that I've been around, Clarksdorf, you said it best when you said that there's no big eyes and little U's in Clarksdorf. You know,
no.
Last night, one of the things I walked away with last night was we are not on no term gonna bash anyone. If Grudge Inc. do something, something come out about Grudge Inc. and it's in a negative form, we don't talk about it. We don't get on this show and talk about it. That's their show. Cadillac and Baby Boy show. Gunny show on Tuesday. Long Island show before he went off. And let me say this too, when I mentioned Long Island, we all know that brother has been sickly. We want to keep him in our prayers, brother, as we go past
our
that.
Our prayers go up to Long Island Joe and his family, man, for a speedy recovery. Hoping that Joe, know the Lord, find favor over Joe and bring him back around to normal, man, which I truly believe that he will. We all know that the Lord is capable, you know, and just Joe get a speedy recovery, man, and can get back to normal.
Yeah. But even with that, I have not, I've been around for a short while, but I have not heard any Grudge Inc. bashing. Even when they want to, I've heard the president, I've heard the vice president stand up no later than last night and say, we're not going there. You know, we're not going to go there.
Well, actually, you know, see, I wouldn't want to bash him either because the guys over there, that's still my brothers. I feel that way towards, man. You know, I still got love for them dudes. You know, Butt Naked and DJ Grant, you know what I'm saying? I'm fine with all of them, with them kids, man. You know, those dudes haven't done anything to me, man, and I don't have anything bad against them. You know, I wish them well, and I hope that everything goes well for them, especially them two guys right there. You know, I got no comments for the rest, you know. And some people that I haven't mentioned, and I feel the same way towards them as well. But there is some that I don't feel that way towards, you know, and I ain't going to talk about it. So the guys that I don't feel that way towards, I just can't think of the name.
Right. Because I just said the truth is that you've heard me say several times, I have been dealing with Grudge Inc., so, you know, everything I learned. I know about Grudge Inc. It's secondhand, really. But since I've been here at Fox Off, you hear me say all the time, I frequent the Grudge Inc. shows. I was sitting here today looking at DJ Grant number, so I should call his brother tonight and get on him because he's supposed to be on my show 2 weeks ago and did. You know, but we talk. I don't know if we're the members of Grudge Inc. or not, but we talk. Even though
I gotta mention Tayo. That's my man. You know, Tayo, I've been knowing Tayo a long time, and actually really found that out through Grudge Inc., you know what I'm saying? But big up to Tayo. You know, I got love for Tayo as well, bro.
Well, you know, I used to frequent Tayo's show every night. I don't have anything against Tayo. I think it is just got out of hand with that round table jump, and I wish him and Kevin would talk. I really wish you would call Kevin, because I hate to see a friendship dissolve over nothing. Nothing, you know, because that's what it was about. It was nothing.
Messed up and work yourself out. You know,
I don't have any differences against no one at Grudge Inc. I don't have a reason to. But I know that the few young men here at Clocked Off that says this and that, which would lead you to believe they have a reason. We don't get on Clocked Off show. It's basically not even allowed. Even though we're grown men, you know, it's told to you from the top. We're not gonna do that. If Grudge Inc. go under, they're gonna carry themselves under. If Grudge Inc. flourish, they're going to carry themselves to the top.
But you know
what
I mean?
We're here to carry ourselves. We're here, you know, to carry ourselves. We don't want to step on no one to get up.
I don't want to see them fail. I definitely don't want to see them fail. You know, just because I got an issue with, you know, someone, I'm not looking to see them fail. I wish them people the much success. You know what I'm saying? But it's just not for me.
Right. Well, you know, Rick, I'm like this. If I catch the lottery tomorrow for $200 million, I got a few associates I need to give $1 million to. Because, see, now I can drag race like I want to, but how can I have fun? Because I'm the only one out there with some money.
Yeah.
I like to sit back and listen to you guys talk, man. I like to listen to the show sometimes.
Is it Uncle Larry? We've been calling you for 30 minutes. Open your mic and you went back to radio.
I had to go and put my stuff back together, man, so I could get away from over there. I was freezing to death, and I was trying to get myself together because I'm waiting on these two grudge runs that's going to get ready and get off.
What's going to happen?
Guy like Joe just knocked Lil Tony off.
Who just knocked Lil Tony off? Wait a minute. Who just knocked Lil Tony off?
I was trying to get myself together, you know, but I just wanted to come in, you know, on the program, y'all, and tell y'all, hey, man, we appreciate y'all, man. You know, we appreciate y'all, fellas, coming with us and coming on. And, you know, you've been doing it for many years, Drag, so I know it really ain't surprising for you to hear me say this, you know, but I like this, Drag. You know, regardless of how the circumstances come, because like you said, Drag, it ain't no big eyes and little U's. You know, we look at everybody the same over here, man. You know, and I don't think of nobody no greater than the next person. You know, everybody going to win, everybody going to lose. That's part of the drag racing game. But I feel that it shouldn't get to a point where it becomes aggravating to nobody. You know, when people get aggravated, I think they should be aggravated with themselves. I don't feel like they should take it out on them, especially when we're doing the sport. This is something we've been doing a long time, you know. But, you know, I'm for the good things, Dre. And I have to come out and say that, D. I have to come out and say that, man. You know, I'm for the good things that be going on out here, man. All that negativity and stuff, man, I just ain't with it, man. I ain't got no time for it.
Yeah.
You know, life is already complicated itself. I don't need nothing that's going to put me in a situation where I run my blood pressure up. I don't need nothing that's going to put me in a situation where I end up getting hurt or end up hurting somebody, end up in a penitentiary or stuff like that. I don't need that, man. You know, God been good to me, man. I done been to be into the middle stages of my life, you know, and I cherish them, you know, because I have to be blessed to be here. I'm blessed to be here, and I'm going to do what it takes, man, fellowshipping with y'all and to keep having fun with y'all and enjoying my life, man. And that's just the bottom line. So I just wanted to come in and say that, man. I want to sit back and listen to my show, man, because I done heard a few interesting things on here, and I'd like to hear some more.
Okay, well, good to hear from you, bro. Let us know what happened with the race.
Okay, I'm going to do that now. I got me a good position where I can see the race. I think Three Lug and Bob's going to get to the line.
Is Three Lug car getting off the starting line or still knocking the tires off?
The last time he got off the sideline, but it's when he got a little bit out, it seemed like he had knocked the tire off.
Did Vaz and Crip race yet?
No. Crip's want to run Vaz, too.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
Well, that was
that's
actually
what we're trying to
sit
and wait on. Everybody all want to leave here, man. Everybody waiting to see these. You know, so we still got a crowd still here.
What happened with Terrell and Three Lug?
Terrell and Three Lug. I didn't see Terrell and Three Lug didn't run. The Hulk.
Yeah,
that's Terrell and Three Lug.
Yeah.
Is that that's the Mustang, right? You talking about?
Yeah, the green one.
So
who
the
real
man? I haven't seen them two run, Greg. I may have been ripping and running back and forth, you know, because we was trying to, you know, take care of tech cards and so far and so on, back and forth, you know. So, you know, and then I had running back and forth, and I was pulling people to the line, and then when they get to the end, I'd run and go get them off the end down there, you know, because hey, that's what we do, Drag, you know. Anybody needs it, we're going to give it to them.
Did Didi show up?
I seen Country Pimp. I ain't seen Didi.
Okay, so that means him and Big Buck. I asked that because Didi and Big Buck were for the run. Has Pimp ran anybody?
I may have missed that too. Yeah, I may have missed that too, man. I've just been, you know, I've been all over the place.
Yeah, they've been running.
But I ain't all over the place now. I ain't on Miss Steve. I'm going to sit right here.
I knew Dad said last week, Big Bertha was out calling for us last night. And Didi never responded to the call, but Dad said last week that him and Big Bertha.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm up here on the hill now. Nah, I can't miss nothing. I can see clean down the top. Yes, sir. I had to come down here and get in the truck, though. It got too cold for me. Didn't have no jacket, no hood, or sweater, no nothing in the truck.
You got cool out there?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You said, let me tell you an idea, man. Like, you know, I told my stick at the half of my head. I got to tell you. I called my big brother. I sent him a text. I said, look, I'm going to need you early tonight. I was like, you know, Larry, I need to try, but he's not going to call here on time. Brother,
y'all sure know me. Well, you sure know me, when I get to the track, man. When I get to the track, man,
but you know what?
I'm just being to what's going on, man. I'm being enjoying myself. I'm going to say thanks, Drag.
Ain't no problem, Larry. You know, whatever I can do to help you catch up, man. You know, like I said, Johnny Pitch is my friend. You know, Lil Tony is my friend. You know, we had a little bump in the road because of the situation with Virgin and stuff, but, you know, me and Tony worked that out, and I ain't got no problem with Tony.
I'm
the one that brought Lil Tony to Chicago. Nobody, Tony had never been to Chicago race, nobody. I'm pretty much the one that plugged him with the guys, you know.
He ain't my friend. He didn't bring that Cadillac.
He's really a good guy, man. You know,
Tony is a class act cat, man.
Yes, he is.
All the way
around. No, he's a good guy, man. He didn't bring that cat after that. He didn't want to see that cat around.
I'm sure I'm going to ask the question to my Michigan native brothers and ask them, why is it that we come in hundreds, you know, to give support, you know, and the only one we're going to see come from Michigan is Lil Tony. You know, I want to know what's wrong with that. I want them to, you know, I ain't got to get foul and nasty with it. I just want to ask them the question. Maybe they can give us some understanding about it, because, Drag, we do it by the hundreds. When they do on us, we go down there, and a lot of times we go down there and win the event. We be in groves, you know, but every time we go down there, it's just a little
Tony. We can't worry about that.
No, I ain't really worried about it, Drag, but I just think a fair exchange ain't no robbery.
Well, it ain't never no robbery. You know, I mean, that could be talked about at other times with other people, but can't worry about that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm worried about it.
Like I told you before, just because you able to go to mess, don't make me be able. You know, I might work every day. I may work at the same job you work at, make the same check you make. You might be able to go to mess, that don't make me be able to go.
There's a lot of people out there. Don't have the same loyalty that you have. You understand?
You're right.
You make an effort to go and travel and go to all these different cat races. They get two preps about coming to one of our races. You understand what I'm saying? But see, I don't do it for them. A lot of people think that I did that for to get them to come to my race. I did that because me, that's who I am, and that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I got my followers that's going to follow me, bro. They're going to follow me wherever. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just the law of my followers is good enough for me. If I get anything more than my followers, I'm flabbergasted. But if I don't, I'm still going to have a great time because I'm already got my commitment of people that's going to be there. So for the ones that, you know, don't come for whatever reason they don't come from, I think I can tell them that they missed a fun and good time. That's all I can tell them.
Yeah. And I agree with you 100% on that part, Drag. I just think that in order for us to make the game greater, we all have to support each other and have unity. You know, I like to see people when they get together and they unionize, Drag. And the reason I like to see that, Drag, is because of the simple fact that all of us down here, Drag, we got a purpose for being here, man, you know, and I think that's really, even though it's been twisted, Drag, it's for us to love and help each other, you know, but, you know, with things being so foul and twisted and I'm bigger than you and you smaller than me and bye-bye this and that, so on, it all got it all messed up, you know, maybe I might want to do something that probably won't never happen, but I would like to see it happen, Drag, you know, because I know we can make a greater thing out of it than what it is.
We could if everybody would put, you know, swallow their pride and quit, you know, allowing personal stuff, but what they feel about someone to be a factor and go do what it is they enjoy doing. You know what I'm saying? I would have loved to have been there, Larry, to be you guys' face. But, you know, everybody that's on the line here knows the reason that I did not come to 41, and I don't go to 41. You know, I'd have preferred that race to be in California somewhere. I'd have been there, you know, to support you guys, you know, but I don't feel the way that I feel, you know. And I can't help that. I can't help that, and I'm not going to let them stop me. If they expect me to quit because they don't show up, then they may as well got that was going on somewhere else, because I ain't quitting until they take the breath out of me.
I heard that. I know one thing. I said it this way. I know that due to certain circumstances, if the circumstances was not even there at all, period, if you had to come to Russia to fellowship with us, you do it. You know, I know that much about you. You
no
know, and I had always had that type of feeling and that type of faith in you to every expense, you know, because I know where we came from. You know, and I just wanted to be
human,
good, right? You know?
If you're human, Larry, you know in life what goes around comes around, but it comes back around harder. So just be prepared for it. You know, you get out what you put in. So nothing left.
Is Rob Levin still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I thought I needed to drop that.
I'm here.
But I was telling you earlier, Larry. I had sent Rick a text because I had my hands full here. But, man, Brother Melvin come right in and opened the show up with me and laid in there with me. He said he's going to lay in all night. So, you know, we got, as you go to show, we got good fellowship, good friendship going on here, man. And I was glad to have me and came in at nick of time.
So what Larry want to do and what he's trying to do and the word that he used couldn't be no more perfect than fellowship. So, you know, I still hear people talk about how Larry brought unity with a lot of guys and the fellowship and stuff like that. And that's what we like to have. But, you know, at some point, we can't draw them all in.
Yeah, you're right, Drag. But I accept a few that come, Drag. You know, but my thing, I don't know, I guess maybe I'm kind of a little stubborn. And I just keep on pushing. I keep on pushing for it, Drag. You know, I feel like if I can reach out and touch somebody spiritually, dragged to a point where they want to fellowship with me and we fellowship with other people and we get together and just have fun. I think that's what it's all about, you know. And,
but you know what, Larry, you've heard me say this before, and I know Drag will hear me say it. When Uncle Larry first started saying fellowship, you know, that's a church word. And these jokers laughed at it. They thought it was so hilarious. It was just so funny. But if you look at it now, all you hear on every show you go, even dogs, you hear him hollering about fellowship. If Larry could have got a pattern on it and cloned that word, he'd have been a billionaire right now. It's just someone already came with it. But if it had never been said, he could have been rich. Because now everybody want to talk about fellowship. That's all you hear. Because it's the thing to do. And I've said a million times, I frequent all those other shows. I don't have to not go on those shows just because I'm not part of Grudge, eh? Man, I think it's, and most of them I ain't never even met in person, maybe once or twice. I don't see nothing wrong with them brothers. They all, hey, man, it's like this here. Drag and I got close to 40 years of friendship together. We're going to always be friends. But if I ever get in between them beans again, he's my arch enemy for 10 seconds, 9 seconds, however long it takes to get to that quarter mile. He's my enemy. I hate him. I'm trying to kill him. I just don't want him to die. As soon as that race is over, we back level brothers again.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Can't anybody make me understand what's wrong with it? If I ever get Wick in between them beans, I hate him at that moment. I want to kill him. But as soon as that race is over, I don't want to be there. Because we back friends now. This is about drag racing, man. This ain't about nobody's livelihood. This ain't about nobody's life. There ain't no life and death thing. It's just about racing.
Yeah.
It's about doing what you enjoy doing.
That's right.
You know? That's what
I understand. That's my little break away from my family and so far and so on. It's an activity so much where I can go and rest my mind and relax myself and so far and so on, you know. But the game's been twisted and turned so much around until now. So sometimes you feel like you want to stay at home, you know. But I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing, you know, and because that's what's in my heart and that's what's in my mind, you know. And, you know, regardless of how many obstacles get in my way or so far and so on, I got all of you guys, man, to help keep me strong, man. And y'all can believe that, man. And that's actually the way I feel about it. You know, you guys, man, y'all see me drifting off. You say, hey, Larry, hey, man, this is something you don't need to be involved with. You don't need to be even dealing with that. Keep on doing what you're doing, you know. And then words of encouragement sometimes, man, take people a long ways, man. So, hey, I remember drag back when we was on Hastings. First time I saw him come on Hastings. I remember you, D, back when you first came out with the Buick.
Yeah.
You and I, drag them, we have never had no type of misunderstanding. Never, ever. If we do, I don't know nothing about it. I ain't conscious of it. Because we did what we did. We raced, we laughed, we talked shit, and we had fun. And that's what it's been about for over 40-something years.
Yeah.
That's it. It don't make sense. Man, it don't make sense, man. I'm going to show you something. Like I said, a lot of times you'll see me use drag, and I can do that because I got so many years of friendship with it. I call drag just BSing around. Today was Saturday, so I did it Thursday. I say, Rick, I said, man, I'm dead broke. I need $20. He's low. I got 14, but you can get that. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to be, man. You can get my last name. I got 14 out of my pocket. Well, yeah, I'm going to bring it to you. That's how it's supposed to be, man. It ain't supposed to be, I'm glad you broke. You know? He wrecked his car. I'm glad he tore his car up. No, man. I just want to put my car back together. First thing you say is, Lord, a lot of stuff you're going to need, you ain't got to buy. Because I got some. If I got it, you know, you're more than welcome to it. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it was back in the 80s when we was racing. You know? I don't see why I got to hate you because you beat me last week.
You know,
you got to hate me because I beat you last week. It don't make sense.
They do just like you because you appear to be doing good, Lo. You don't got to be doing all that good, man. So, you know, I heard stuff last year when I had my Camaro. Oh, he backed his old tricks again and all that old nonsense, man. You know what I'm saying? Dude, I don't have to do illegal things to build a freaking race car. I mean, back in the days when we were doing that type of stuff, that was just something I was doing. You know what I'm saying? To make money. But I ain't, dude, I've been away from that lifestyle 20 years. You know what I'm saying? And any and everything I got is totally 100% legitimate, man. You know, I obtained this stuff by busting my behind with the car, buy, sell, and trading, man. You know, that's where my money come from. And sometimes I run out deep. You know what I'm saying? I be broke. You know, you done gave me money. I'm broke. I ain't got no money. Hey, partner, what you got? You say, come get this, come get that. I mean, and see, that's what's the problem. These guys look at the stuff because I like nice stuff, and all my stuff be nice, you know, and put together right. They form an opinion about me, you know what I'm saying, which they totally in left field because they don't know what they're talking about. And they get to the point where they dislike you. You know, they dislike you because you have nice stuff. I've heard people say things about you, about your car. He ain't got that car. That car gone. That car in Georgia. Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? What difference do it make if it's in Georgia? You got it or don't get it. You know what I'm saying? It's like they feed off of that, and they're glad to know these things. But so wrong are they, you know?
But, Brad, that's what it's all about, man. They want what you got, what we done in life. That's what these guys want, man. You got to realize that. And that's what we're dealing with. They want what we got, man. We done had it all. We done everything, man. We just sitting there trying to pave the pavement for them to enjoy it. And at the same time, they're trying to take it from us at the same time. So that's why I say, man, we're just going to form our own pack, man, and we're going to just do our own thing. And we ain't going to let the Joneses get us down, man. If we let the Joneses get us down, they feel like they won in a battle, man. We better than that, man. We're going to just let that win and put us together and have some fun.
Well, you're absolutely right, Mel. And you're right again if when you say if we let them get us down, they done won. But I promise you, I'm like a jackdog and one-nup dog on old drunks. If you beat me to the ground before I die, I'm going to spit on you or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going out without a fight. I'm going all the way to the end. If you beat me, you know you was in a fight. That's all I got to tell you.
Yep.
Did I lose y'all?
No, we are.
Okay. It had got quiet. But, yeah, I mean, and it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We take the bitter with the sweet. Negroes hate you. But I understand competitiveness, too. You know, a lot of people want your fame, want your position. I don't go around beating on my chest and saying I'm this person, I'm that person. You know what I'm saying? I'm recognized as the person that I am for, you know, my progress and success in what I do. Races nor money makes me a man. You know what I'm saying? I make money, and I'm the one that put all this stuff together to go racing. There was times I started off, and I couldn't beat nobody, you know? But you got to start at the bottom. So that's what I have to say. You know, I'm just an average guy, very approachable, you know, and a help a snake guy, dog, as long as I can watch his head. You know, so don't be afraid. All you got to do is ask.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful with your ass or you'll get it. But we're going to be all right, man. I'm like I said, this year here winding down, man. We're going to all get together over this winter with this clocks off thing and we're going to put us a pack of the out-the-back-door gang, you know what I'm saying? We're going to put us a program together, man.
I'm sure if you approach Thunder Picks with it, he down with it. He down with it, bro. You know, he down with it. Anything to do with drag racing, bro, especially in this Midwest, he is about it.
And we're going to work on it, you know. Like I said, we're going to let this one wind on down and go just. We'll keep talking about it and put it on the
floor. It's going to go down. It's going to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did the burnouts.
Who is Three Log and who?
I don't know. I see Three Log. I can't make out who.
Who's Silvercock? What is Silvercock? We know the Yellowcock. Who is Silvercock, man?
I'm here. I'm waiting on that race report.
They turned them off for a second, y'all.
Who is he running?
I think he's running Vibes.
Is it Green Malibu?
It's hard to see right now, Drag, because I'm so far away. But I can see so good up there, but I can't make out the colors of the car. I can make out the color Three Loves because he's over here on the is Vibes? Okay, yeah, it's Vibes and Three Loves.
I don't know why Boss would grab a car, go run a car like that, knowing that his car has been hit or miss, you know, far as hooking. They do some crazy stuff to me, man.
He ain't got a tune of that, man.
I think he's giving Three Lug the brakes.
Yeah, but what difference do it make you in a break or not? You can't get on a racetrack.
If you can't put the power down on the ground, you're right.
If he get out of the track, though, you'll never see which way he went. I promise you that. I don't believe he can whoop him head up if he can get out of track.
I'm sure we're going to let y'all know. I'm looking at it real hard. Yeah, that's a 60. They didn't
turn both cars off, Ronald.
Oh, they didn't cut them off?
Yeah, we can go ahead and continue to talk, man, until they fire back up.
Oh, okay.
They didn't let them tires cool off again, so they're going to have to burn them out again.
Who helping Three Love? Puerto Rican Pete?
Uh-huh.
Who helping Three Love?
His caliber froze up on his car today.
Three Love caliber?
Yeah, caliber. And he went somewhere and got him another caliber. He racing.
Who is that?
Like, it ain't no quitting that dude, man.
Who is that? I've been telling that goofball to put some lightweight brakes on the front of that car for the last 5 years.
I bet
that's
Three Love you're talking about.
Yeah.
Knew,
he is not going to put no brakes on that car. He wouldn't have that problem if he had to put some brakes on it.
Uh-huh.
But look here, gentlemen. Let me say this right quick. We got a clocks off brother that's just called in. Got his mic open. He was doing a Wednesday night show. He kind of postponed the show because he'd been sick. We were just talking about a few minutes ago, and he debating on whether he's going to bring his show back. Well, we got Brother Long Island Joe on with us, and I believe his mic is on. Brother Joe, your mic open?
Okay. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey,
I know everything. Mr. D, Uncle Larry, everybody, I want to thank all you guys for your prayers. You know, definitely I can feel it from over here, so I know y'all doing the right thing by saying a prayer out to me. So I really appreciate it. I'm letting y'all know right now. I mean, you know.
Man, he made us feel good, Rick.
We're going to pray you up out of that, Joe.
Okay. All
right. You know what he did, Rick? Hey, man, Larry, he come on, and the first thing he said, man, he said he wasn't sure that good, but he heard us talking about it, and it made him feel better.
So
I told him we're going to stay a prayer for him while he's on tonight. Before he get off here, we're going to pray for him. And the Lord is able. You know, the Lord is just able. That's just,
we don't even know
nothing else. You know, but we know that. When we accept that as part of our sin, that God is able, we don't need nothing else. We don't need to know nothing else, man. That's
all he's waiting on. All the Lord is waiting on is you to count on him, Joe. Just count on him and call on him. Your wish will be his command, bro.
That's it. God, the Bible, he said, Lord, I said to do it, I not. He said, if any man sup with me, I'll sup with him. That is, you know,
yes,
he's
sir.
Right there. Ready,
yes,
willing, and sure enough, able. Yeah, he's most definitely able. He's able. I done seen him at work, man. I done seen him at work. If I see him, I'm going to get out of 60 pounds. And doctor's going to hold her down with her 28 years later before he called her home. You know, and she give up the only reason she left here. She gave up, she'd be up in here. But yeah, she's able.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
All right, Kelly. You got the ball.
Who we got there, man? We got Three Love.
The Malibu always
looks
good in the
burnout,
though.
Who you got, Joe? The Malibu or Three Love?
I think Three Love gonna pull that off.
Three Love got the break, right?
Yeah. Hey, smooth. You
what's
on?
Up? What's up?
All right, let me know what's going on.
It's Juice to Juice, right?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Just spray the spray.
Yeah, it's spraying.
Okay, and Three Love get the break.
Hey, Three Love coming up. He getting in the beam. Three Love getting the beam.
This green boom.
Yeah,
that
green
boom.
Right, with the check it on it.
Supposed to be.
I think they run. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody said.
There we go. Two balls.
But they
didn't make a difference.
Wait a minute, both of them red light?
Didn't he have
the bus? Didn't he have the bus?
Yeah,
he had the bus.
The green light.
If he had the bus, the red light don't matter.
Yeah,
the red light don't matter if he had the bus.
Right. If Treloar got to leave, it don't matter.
Yeah, he got to leave. If he had the bus, the red light don't matter.
Right.
Right.
He got to leave when he leaves.
Treloar left.
Yeah, he got to leave.
Didn't I tell you if he get out of the racetrack, they can't whoop him?
Hey, but you know what, Drag?
Nah,
did you know
I tell you if he get to the track, he was going to race.
Hey, Drag, that Malibu always have a good burnout, man. Every time I see it go, I don't know. It by itself, it go by itself, he run good by itself.
No, that Malibu. That Malibu running now.
Pass you. I always say, look, it do run fast, for sure. But every time I see it run against somebody for the money, I don't see him do what he going to do when he by himself.
Well, I see him running good by himself.
When you red light and you get caught, man, that tells a story.
Yeah.
What difference if it red light? He got the brake. He got the brake. So the race don't start. Once all four yellows was on, the race don't start till three lugs leave.
So he moved.
So
right.
He had the brake. If he had the brake, that's a winner for him.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, you eliminate the red light because he can leave anytime he want to because he got the brake. It can't fast
enough
to leave.
Yeah.
And
drive.
Yeah.
Can you explain to people on that, the lead? Because a lot of people get that misconstrued and say, well, no, he cheated. But if you tell me I get the lead, I can leave when I get ready. Am I right, sir?
Once all four bugs are unless stipulated, unless something else is stipulated. If all four bugs is on and you got the break, the race starts when you swing.
That's after the pre-stage and the stage buzz are lit. Now, if
let me
track,
tell
you
something.
You got to let the four buzz, and then you can go.
I'm gonna tell you what I know. I work on that car. You know, I basically help build that car. That son of a gun don't need no brake. They darn need the brake from him. But he can't get down the racetrack all the time, and I guarantee you, if he got on the track right then, it was turned down. It was turned down. You're talking about the other son of a gun from Boogie.
You, if
that's
he's
more.
Up at the track, he's trying to race. He ain't just there to break no car there.
No.
That's stuck up in the race. Now, I hope they don't get into no big argument over the race because if he getting the break, once the four pre-stage and the two stage lights are on, he be when he wants to.
I don't think it's going to be no stuff because they probably done stipulated the race how it go, and that's that.
Yeah.
They coming back down the return road? Huh?
How many races they had so far over there, out there, Larry?
They've had quite a few that went on today because they had a shootout today.
Okay.
Until a grudge race we got ready, you know. And I thought that was a pretty decent thing to do, you know.
Okay. How about the Trans Am boys and the Buick boys run? Did the Trans Am boys and the Buick boys run?
If it did, I missed it. You know.
How about the reason I missed it, man,
I've been all over the place, man.
How about did Tommy Gunn run? I know Tommy Gunn was talking to somebody before I told my race.
I don't know if Tommy Gunn ran or not.
Mm-hmm.
I come on and get y'all a report, but it's exactly just the way it went. You know, I don't want to be doing no guesses, you know?
Yeah. No, I understand.
Yeah, but just like that race, I sat here and I saw the race. I gave it to y'all just the way I saw it. And that's what I'm going to do. Same thing if I'm the lockup man. You know, when that's I'm gonna turn around and I'm gonna pay the winner.
Hey
Rick.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Melvin.
Yeah.
Okay, I still got everybody here. Larry, I got you there. I'm glad you just said something. I want to make mention of that again. It came up the other night on the show. I want to see what my crew's saying here. In the holding that locker money, this DP man here, I says this. I says if he's holding that money, I think he should know every step, every in and out about the rate for the money he's holding. I want to see what you all think about that.
He shouldn't know nothing about the race.
And if discrepancy come up in that race, how can he be holding the money and can't explain how y'all just ran?
What is he holding the money for if he don't know what the agreement is?
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody see it the way I see it.
That's right.
We had a guy that wanted to go down the track.
You know, if Drake and I go down the track and they come an argument, how can he tell Drake, no, Drake, D was supposed to get the break? How can he tell Drake, y'all stipulated if he red light and don't get caught, he wins. He got to know the stipulation. How you gonna clear him if he don't?
I understand that. I understand that walking down the street right there, though. Good God Almighty.
He got the break.
How now, did I get the break? Well, she sure enough got the break.
Money, she got the break.
We had a DP man one time, and the guy, I was watching the race one day. I had nothing to do with it, but I heard the DP man say we're talking.
I'm trying to figure out what happened, y'all, man. Ain't nobody come back down as the turn road.
Okay. And the guy.
Nobody coming down the return road.
Okay. The guy said you got 6 seconds to bail up out of there now. You only 6 seconds. You ain't going to burn me out of the converter. If you don't, we can leave after that. They made the stipulations, okay? So now the lights, the 6 seconds came down. The boy was still sitting there. The other guy left first. Now, on the DP side, I was like, who wins this? But what it was, even though the other guy didn't leave, they gave that rule was he had to be bailed out by 6 seconds. Once you in the beams, you can't back out.
Well,
the other guy won. I was like, wow. You know, I never did thought of that.
Now, what if you didn't know that? He's standing there arguing the fact of what he said. You can't clear by nothing because you don't know.
The DP man, everybody was over there. That's what they had. They had a couple of people out there that didn't know what was going on, ready to argue. Meanwhile, the DP man came down there and paid the guy. And then everybody, what's he paying for? He didn't leave. He didn't get the break. Nope. The deal was they had 6 seconds to bail up out of there. So he had 6 seconds. He didn't leave, and they had already stepped it in. And they said, that's what you say. He said, okay, then that's it. Done deal. The DP man got to stop a lot of this stuff. It's up to the DP man.
That's
you
right.
Got to have a correct DP man. You got to have a guy, I hate to say it, he can be friends with this one and friends with that one, but he got to be honest. That's all to it.
He got to be honest, man. That's the whole thing in that shit. If a DP man not honest, you got a problem.
Yeah.
You know, you can't lock up no money with me that you're a big drag going to run. And then I walk away from drag and give you some of your money back.
Yep.
You can't do that. You know, you just can't do that, man.
We had a DP man.
Don't know what's happening.
I'll tell you, something happened to me at the beginning of the year. Went to Fayetteville. And I ran Buddy Blow with this truck. Buddy Blow said he got a small block in it. Small block. So I really want to run, and everybody kept pushing me. I said, go ahead, just run. Let's do this. I said, man, I can't run no nicest car. So he said, I'll give you a car and a brake to the 80th mile. I said, I told the guys, I said, man, that don't mean nothing. I'm on a brake, especially for a nicest car. I said, you're going to run us down. I said, you got a small block straight. If you got a small block straight ahead, I'll run. I'm not running. No big block. Cannon valve, small block, anything like that. Anything that looks like a big block head, the only thing I run is a straight head. I'll try you one thing. You're going to have one sift, right? Man, we went out there, we raced, and don't get me wrong, I left, he went around. So I was all right with it. I was no problem. I lost a loss, right? I had a guy come from the other side, from down in North Carolina, come to me and say, it was wrong. I bet against you, but I just found out what the deal was. Oh, what are you talking about? He said, you need to go back down there. He said, that man got a big block in the back. I said, hold on now. He's supposed to have a call now. I said, now, he's supposed to open the hood up at the end of the race, right? I didn't even ask him to open the hood up because I had lost, so ain't no big deal. Ain't no problem. No stuff. Look, right? I never thought he would do nothing stupid like that. I get down there, he open up the hood. Yo, this ain't no small block. This is a big block. I say, you don't win this money. And Pro Star Joe was the deposit man. Pro Star Joe gave all the money up.
Well, in that now, case, Joe was wrong.
Joe was wrong.
Did Joe know he had a big block in there?
Listen, he all of a sudden stories changed a million times. They got him on the Ad Dog show. And everything I said, he said, yep, that's what he said. I said, did I not say?
No, I was on that show.
They wanted to hear everything was said. I said, this is how the race was supposed to go down. Is that? And they said, Joe, is that how it was supposed to go down? He says, yep. Everything that Joe said is 99% correct.
I was on the show. I heard everything you said.
So now if I said all that and you turned around and you gave that man the money, what's the deal on that? I mean, you know, that's why. And they all asking, you know, a couple times, like, Buddy Blow, I got nothing to say to you right now. We ain't got nothing to talk about. You basically robbed me, and it was getting ready to get ugly, and the only thing saved you, a couple other things that saved you. If it wasn't for that, it would have been ugly. I mean, you know, one thing about it, I don't mind losing, but I don't believe in nobody taking nothing from me.
Right,
he actually took something from me, and that was wrong. I don't care about losing. You know, I'm going to shake your hand, I'm going to come back, I'm going to try you again.
Yep.
But that there, what he did, and Joe had number bad luck. Now, all of a sudden, every time he have a show, nobody won't come to the show. You know, he sent a message to me, you know, would like to appreciate you to come to my show. I'm not going to you. So you turn around and make it right. Ain't no need. I don't even have nothing to say.
I can tell you this, and this is 99% how it's going to go. If a guy don't make it right then and leave, he's not going to make it right.
Well, that's how
if a guy gonna be fair and straighten up something and he didn't do it wrong, he gonna straighten it right then. He gonna straighten up by either giving up the money himself, or he gonna tell that person, listen, man, I don't have the money right now to pay you. I did that wrong. I shouldn't have, but I give you your money. If he don't come to you in some form of that nature right then, he's not gonna do it.
He'll come to your shows from now on. No. You ain't gotta do nothing for me. You ain't got to do nothing for me. I don't want you coming. I don't need nobody like that at the shows. They're going to be doing stuff like that. Because y'all just almost caused a riot. Because what would happen if it was ready to riot? That's all to it. You can see it. And I didn't want it to come down to that.
Right.
It wasn't that much, but it would have been ugly. It wouldn't have been a good thing to look for the grudgery. And I kind of like, you know, I said, I'll take care. Everybody that put their love and money with me, I'll give your money back. I'll get everybody else back. And I said, I'll take the loss. That's how I did it. I said, I'll take the loss right now. But in the long run, you're taking a loss, Joe. Because every time you come to your show, you have a show. You're a big show. You're talking about doing this and that. And then you only get 500 people or 400 people. I wonder why. Everybody know what's right, what's wrong. You can't keep doing people wrong and think that people are going to come back and support you. And that's what happened there. You know, and they'll tell me in a heartbeat. You know, oh, man, Joe, can you come? We appreciate you come. No. You can't even pay me to come. No, I don't even want to bother. I don't want to be around it. I'm better off just staying away. Because, you know, when you start getting that, you know, you start thinking about that still, you know, it ain't never left your mind. He took some, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something be a snap, boy. So I'm just like, you know, I'm ready to, like, you know, it's one of those things. I keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know? But in the long run, you know, it affects them now.
You're doing the right thing, Joe, by keeping it moving. I mean, you did nothing. I think you did everything right.
And, you know, it was my show, right? I don't know, it was part of my show that I was doing.
Right.
And everybody was kind of like not doing anything. And there, you know, people want to see some action. I said, man, I said, well, I guess I'm going to be a kid. I'm going to have to go out there. You know? And basically that's what I started. I started the racing off. But in the same token, I got cheated.
Right.
I don't mind losing, but, man, golly.
I was
on that show that night, and I heard you. Yes.
I heard Pro Stock Joe, and I heard Dog. In fact, I've heard a few more, and I'm sure other guys on this show can say the same thing. They've heard a few more incidents with Joe to where things went down. But, you know, the way you stop that is you're going to have to just stop using him as a DT man. That's
how you know what?
Stop that.
I never dealt with him before. It just so happened that he happened to be there and he wanted to hold him on that. All right, no problem. You know, that's just like when I came out to Indiana that time, running a race with my son's first little race out there. And we ran first, ground pound first, and then we ran Alleyway Boys that day. And Junior was standing there. Junior went right there, and he was deep in, you know, gunning his gun. I said, nah, I don't hold money. So Junior hold money. I said, I ain't no problem, you know. And I said, man, I remember Junior back in the days, but, you know, I really didn't. You know, I seen him, I used to watch him race and stuff, but I never really didn't know him good like that. But it didn't matter to me. I take your word. You know, anybody, you know, we out there, we having fun. That's all to it. I ain't trying to kill nobody. Shook his hand, he gave me the money. I said, thank you. You know, I went right to the alley with his voice, say, thank you. The next time, you know what? That's why I give those guys so much credit, man. They walked back up to me and told me, we're going to run you again. And they went on. They came right the following year. They wanted to run in the worst way. You better give us the run back. I said, all right, we're going to give it to you anyhow.
Well,
they went right
me.
Over there.
Excuse me.
Shook
their
hand,
Long Island Joe. Excuse me, Long Island Joe, Brother D. Man, it's the night, man. I come in. I heard my brother. Now I had to speak to Long Island Joe. I'm looking for you, boy.
What's up, Cadillac? What's happening?
You,
what's happening?
What's up?
I'm there, Big Caddy.
What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, man, not hanging there. You know, I get the days. Some days, I tell you what, it's bad, and some days are good. So, I mean, with the heat, it doesn't
take. Lord, thank you for the bad days.
Oh, yeah. The good days outweigh the bad, so that's what's good.
You know, if you don't get the bad ones, you don't know how to appreciate the good ones. You know that?
That's right.
That's how you know how to appreciate the good one, man, by getting the bad.
Yeah.
Tell us, you see the track?
Huh?
You still at the track?
Yeah, I'm still at the track, man. I'm still at the track. I'm here at the truck. I unloaded the car, man. There's much to do out here, but you know my brother's still out here doing his thing. I have to go and load up, man. I wanted to try three, but it's not got too much to do out here, man.
Okay.
Tell her. We heard you did the thing tonight.
Oh, man, I told you, man. Hey, I just wanted to, you know, like I told my clock brothers, man, I love y'all, man. I ain't trying to break you off. But I stuck I had to put one of them tough titties on you. I hated to do it, but I had to do it. He opened the door, I had to put it in his mouth.
That's all.
Who did you get out there?
Hey, man, I had to do it to my brother, man, that I really admire, man. And I still take my hat off to him. Man, that's Lil Tony, man. He came over and he like, man, he wanted a piece of the leg. I'm like, what's up with that? So I had to accommodate him. He gave me, hey, I undressed my girl, especially for him. I don't understand my girl.
Who was that toy driver? That factory race kind of in?
Yeah, I know. He was in his GTR. You seen last night, D.
Right.
Yeah, he gonna come and jump on like I'm a little what you call red little red riding hood or something. I'm the king over this way, baby. Oh, look,
but you know what? You have to give that to Tony Craig, man. He'll take them new cars and try a race car with it.
That's a man that'll raise there, man.
That's a man who will race, man.
Yes,
that man, man, dude. I
man,
my hat
that's
off
a there. Darn fool. That's what that is.
Yeah, but he's a fool. He'll race a fool.
Man.
I don't care if he got the work to it. I don't care about the work.
Anytime
you take a brand new car and try, no, you know it's a race car.
Yeah.
You're a racing fool. You're a racing
fool. Hey, you know what?
Man,
I say it like this here. Man, all these cats out here with these race cars, man. But it's all good, though, man. Hey, they showed up. They just didn't show out.
I'm glad they had a good turnout.
But we had a good turnout, man.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, hey, only I can say, 131 got daylight in the nighttime. That's all I can say.
Yeah, daylight in the nighttime.
That's right. Yeah, that's the nighttime.
Nighttime,
that say something, boy.
Chillin'.
That's all I can say.
Chillin'.
Yes, sir.
You had the wheels up in the air, sir.
Oh, man, I let you see the thong, man. I let you see the color of them thongs, boy.
Come on, show, hey, dog. Come on, show. Let him go.
Hey. Shakedown going to show you, boy. I let him have it. I put him back in his place.
But wait a minute. Let me ask you there.
Have
you come to a decision with Three Lug Race yet? Have they come back down to Tyrone Road yet?
No, I ain't seen them. They trying to get it off, I guess. But, man, it's supposed to do out here, man.
I mean, they just raced. We went on decision now to see what's happening. They didn't get the race, huh?
Oh, they did?
Uncle Larry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Uncle Larry, you still there?
I seen Uncle Larry earlier.
Yeah. I know he was telling us.
I was talking to somebody. And I didn't want y'all to have the background on it.
Have you said anything about the race yet? Have you said anything about the race yet? The verdict? Had they given a verdict on the three-leg race yet?
Other than what, Bobby?
Have they come to a decision on the three-leg race yet? They came back down to the turn road and said anything about it yet?
Well, I mean, ain't no decision to come to.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, no. I would think.
I don't see any decision.
Okay.
No question.
I mean, I don't think it should be a hard decision.
Find
he's getting the bus. It should be a no-brainer. But I know you said he hadn't came back. That's what I'm saying. You know, what's the verdict there? But it should be a no-brainer if he's getting the bus. So far, they said, let us say it seemed pimp there. But I don't think he's getting the Blue Thunder. Yes, sir.
Sound like Joe is, he's still improving, man.
Yeah, he was telling us he didn't knock the tone off. He's going to send the tone back a little wounded.
He's steady improving.
He told the tone to go back home, tell him, don't run, just walk fast.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah.
He sent him on back home.
I got a better and better. He's trying to see it.
Long Island.
Yeah.
I heard you say earlier, you know, you're getting ready for that. You have a date on that? When you going to do it? What time? What date?
Well, I got November 1st. I'm going to be at Capitol Raceway in Maryland. That's the final finale. And I know there's a couple races locked in already. Some guys are locking in ahead of time and just saving their car just for that to finish it off. Because a lot of guys, you know, they figure they're going to rebuild. They might as well go ahead and go out with a bang on the last one. You know,
oh, okay.
I got the Black Mamba and them. They coming out with the truck.
Well,
Rico told me, he said he don't care. He said he got his truck is ready. He going to come off the trailer. He said he don't care if he got to leave just the fenders, come back with the fenders home. He said he going to leave everything, whatever going to happen, going to happen. He going to blow it up, whatever he got to do to win.
Rich take that before up there.
He did that before, too. I ain't going to lie to you. I seen him go out one day. He said, Joe, he said, and he, don't get me wrong, this guy did have him out class. He said, Joe, only way I can run this guy if he come off the trailer. And I looked at him like, you still going to run it? He said, if we come off the trailer, we going to race. And they showed they locked in. And let me tell you, they went off the trailer.
Hold on.
And Rico left the gate. and cut them out of the light, and the deer going to come around and blow the rear. And Rico burned it up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
Now, hey, Drake, we stick the Big Four down there.
Sure, yeah. I think the Big Four might not be around.
Think it'll be gone?
We've been offered ground and pound to come back. You know, we'll try to Malibu act back over. I know they said they had problems with it, but little Phil, please try that.
I'm gonna tell you something that gets me. Yeah, I know Drag agree with it. Larry agree with it. I think Melvin even agree with this one. They say, I'll try you off the trailer. I go ahead and say 99% of everybody in what they call grudge racing, they, okay, let me rephrase that. Everybody our age that's in grudge racing, they came from street racing. And if you came from street racing, you came straight off the trailer. You had time to do that to them. I don't know why they're making such a big issue out there. I understand that. Straight off the trailer. That's all we ever did. Then a few of us got smart. We would drive to the south side. We would get around, what is that, Rick, about 70-something, 80-something south. We would stop and start the car and let it run on the trailer.
Right.
Until we get to the Doty. But it's been a minute days, especially in the summertime, always happening in the summertime. We left the west side of Chicago and go straight to 130, back this stuff off and go straight to the line with it and make a real show burnout with it. Matter of fact, we knew the police come in a second. We have time for that. So I don't understand why they make such a big issue of off the trailer.
You know what I did? The last time we came out there, my oldest son drove first, and he ran alleyway boys, and we didn't make a pass. And my sons, they ready to make a pass. I said, no, you ain't making no pass. I said, I'm going to learn y'all how to live here. This is what we used to do. We used to come right out the trailer. Ain't no need out there doing passes, and all of a sudden one guy gets scared of the other one. Go out there and just go ahead on. Eat them alleyway and the boys that have ever made a pass. So don't worry about it. Just go out there. So then we ran out. The next race when we ran with ground and pound, my little one drove. He ain't been in the car, so he basically came off the trailer too. So he got in there, and I told him, he said, make a pass. I said, no, don't make a pass. Don't worry about it. Just go out there, and just like you drove up normal, just don't want to run different. Just go out there and go ahead and go out. And that puts a lot of, you know what, some guys, they get nervous and a lot of pressure on them. But you know what? It ain't nothing. If you just act like it's a regular nobody, it's a regular old race, ain't no pressure there. But you going up there thinking, calling out a name, and that sometimes those names get everybody scared. And I hate to say it, that's what goes on. A lot of people get all nervous because let a person go and make a pass. Man, I don't know, he looked good. You know, somebody else is in the ear. He looked faster than that. He looked better. And he might not be. But now, especially when a car go by itself, let a car go down there by itself, he really looks fast.
Well, you know what, Joe? That's one of the reasons I brought up last week about lock it up. If you don't lock up to run a guy, lock the whole fight up, at least half of it. And then Melvin said something tonight that made so much sense. Melvin said, what's the purpose of locking up money and we both here at the track? If we both here at the track and we try to race, put the pot up and get to the staging lane. What's the purpose of locking up then? Other than the fact that you're trying to steal some money. Because if you lock it up, 200 or 2,000, and we both hit the track, you make me like you hope I break or something, you can win $200. You trying to steal something. We both right here. And then we get a million.
Well, I'll tell you what happened with us over here. The deal with over here is sometimes you got to do all that mouthing and talking. They ain't going to race a bit. So you got to make them put up some money. Otherwise, he's going to hold you up the whole day. You got to make him say, okay, you got to be in the lanes by 3 o'clock. Otherwise, he'll begin waiting until the end of the night and the track's up to oil down or the track closed. And then you can't, well, ain't nobody here down. You don't got to argue over, you know. You made me come over out here and you ain't even race, you know. I don't know if y'all ever had that issue, but we had a couple issues over here. That's the reason why they started doing the lockup.
Get in the front room.
That's what we had to do with these guys. Because these guys will turn around and hold you up. They play that little game, you know, here and there. So I'd rather go ahead. If you tell me 3 o'clock we got to be in the lanes, we doing it. 3 o'clock we sitting in there, let's go. Now, you don't still hold me up. I can understand sometimes you give them an hour breakdown rule or whatever. All right, you got till 4 to fix it. But don't turn around and linger me all day, the whole day, and I'm waiting to race you, and I could have been racing somebody else. You wait till I break, and then you want to take my, nah, it ain't even worth it. That's the only bad problem we had over here. That was our problem. Otherwise, you know, we don't mind doing. I mean, I ain't going to kid you not. I get there sometimes, don't know if I got a race, and just go out there and just do something. If I see I think I can win, I'm going to try it. That's how I look at it. You know, I look at the car, and I look at my car, and I say, well, he can't have so much more than I could, you know. You don't want to go out there. Like, I seen guys do some crazy stuff, okay. I told a guy one day, oh, you should be able to run him anyhow. I said, no. You got to understand. Well, he ain't that fast. How you know? I said, because I'm just looking at about what he got, and I'm not going to be stupid. Like, you come out there, you got a big chief head, and I come with a regular old steel head, big block. Well, I should race your heads up. I don't think so. I'll be a fool. Well, you didn't make it down the track. Yeah, okay. Well, I ain't going to give him a chance to make it down on me. That's how I look at it. Anybody could be tuned and still have more power than the other one when you got something like that. These guys have had you going into some racing and, oh, no, I think y'all are compatible. How are you compatible? You know, you got these guys that want these GWs and they pull up. I don't mind opening up and show you what I got. I'll show you right off the bat. Look at it. Ain't no big deal. You know, if you got something like me, we straight ahead, you know, one small carburetor or a big carburetor dominator, you know, it depends on which car you run. You run the Vega, I'll show you how to run. Tennis tire car, whatever. Something like that, I got to try it. I wish I could have been there because I wanted to run. I was going to be at Tony's race that time and run Puerto Rican Pete.
What, Puerto Rican Pete?
Yeah, we were supposed to race. But I heard he sold the car now. I heard he sold it. And then I was going to run the kid.
He sold that car, Rich?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they sold it. Then I was supposed to run the other guy, Tony, with the Camaro. What is that thing? About an 87 Camaro, 89? Somewhere around
that
in there.
That car broke up there. I think he broke that car, man.
Oh, he broke it?
At Latona's race, I think he broke that car, from what I'm thinking about.
Okay. Yeah, I was supposed to race him. I mean, I said, heck with it. When I was coming up there, if I was going to do it, we're going to do it. It'll be, I promise you we're going to do it. You know, I mean.
That's what racing should be. That's how it should be. If you're going to do it, you know, if you're going to race, you're going to race. If you're not, all that talking is just that. A lot of talking knowing it means you're not trying to race.
Yep. When we ran out there that last time we went out there, we came and ran, right? And we ran, Alleyway Boys and then Ground and Pound, and then the Buick wasn't there. He seen when I came back, and my son had the water pouring out the back of the, around the back of the block. So I thought the head gasket went. But I looked at the temperature gauge, I said, man, it took way over. No hoses broken or nothing. Come find out the intake. You know, they had put the big, like, a lot of Permatex on the back. It was blowing through the back, coming right around the back. And that was what the problem was. So I wasn't going to go out there and try to drain the water all the way out and run with no water, because that's what they were trying to tell me. Drain the water out and run with no water. We won't hold you up. You know how hot that block would have been? But nah. I said, so that's the reason why I told Country Fam, I said, next time I'm going to come back to run you. And I was hoping to be there. I really wanted to be there. But if he comes out November 1st, like I told him, I promised him, I said, you can no tricks or nothing. You can look at the thing before you even race it. I'm going to come back the same way, and I'm going to do it. So, still we'll do it with him right off the trailer or whatever, which way he's going to do it. So I would love to see that race. It's going to be a good, interesting race now.
Grab and hold the pimple you're going to have your hands for. That's a beast, though. That's a beast.
Yeah, I heard they said I'm going to have my hands full. They said. I mean, you know what, though? I ain't going to lie to you. They told me we was going to get beat by Ground and Pound that day, too. We won. We turned that wind light on. Yeah, it was ugly, but we got it. That's all I can tell you. I'm telling you too, but I looked at the race. I don't know if you ever seen the race. Gunn and Vic got it on the GoPro cam. That was only a cinder race when they went through there. If you look at the way they shot when they went past there. But, you know, and they said, Johnny said the car didn't go what they supposed to win. So, I can't say nothing, you know, but.
That's not it. He said, Grind and Pound, what did she run?
Nah, she didn't run where he run. That's what he said. So,
well, I'm a firm believer. If you keep jumping in the ring, you're going to win more than you lose. All you got to do is jump in the ring. Just keep getting
in.
You're almost guaranteed to win more than you lose.
My whole thing is when they went out there and they ran, we just had a good little time and shook hands and everything. I shook Johnny's hand and that was it. Last about it. So, man, you know, we do it again soon. I know it's going to happen again, you know. I know that race is going to happen again. You know, if they come out on November 1st, hey, if they want to do it over, we'll do it again. Small block, straight ahead, straight ahead. We don't care. You got to give a guy back a shot. That's how I look at it. Wasn't like a whole lot of money, you know, to be worrying about. You know, sometimes you guys put so much big pots out there, you can't do them races, you know. I do what I can afford. That's all to it. Ain't going to turn around me going out there. I hear some guys be throwing these crazy numbers out, man. Oh, man. Not unless I got the backing with me and I can do it that day, I'll do it. Otherwise, forget it. You gonna have me out there eating beans next week. That's how I look at it. I might have fun, but some of them killer fun. I mean, you got some guys out there that just turn around and just throw some crazy stuff at you. Crazy stuff. I'm like, man, or you got a big crew, you know what I mean, and you can throw it out there. But if it's only you and three other people, you know what I mean, you only can do for so much. So if they don't want to race for whatever race for, hey, I'll move on. That's how I look at it. Plus, you take killer fun out of sometimes, these guys. I kid you not. Now you got a little rivalry going on. When you got a little rivalry, you know, everybody looking to see it. Oh, man, they're going to do it. Nobody getting hurt, you know.
The rivalry is beautiful,
though. Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, everybody having fun, you know, and you cracking up and laughing about it and everything else. Ain't nobody hurt feeling. You get a lot of people get hurt feeling for it. Don't turn around and beat somebody and act like they can't talk to you no more.
That's funny, Joker. We spoke on that earlier, and then we were talking about that. Myself, Melvin, and Drag. We were just talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you my enemy inside them beans. When you put that stage in me, I want to kill you, man. I just don't want you to die. I want to kill you. So we're 13-20, and we both made it down that stage. Man, you my friend again.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Melvin was talking about tonight, Drag, I was somebody earlier tonight. It makes no sense for us to be, some of these guys want to come to blows, man. I mean, you think they're a boxing match.
Oh, man, you telling. You know, one thing I don't believe in, and that's tell you, I'm a firm believer in that junk. We can talk and talk junk, trash, and all that, but with all these things calling people bees and all that, I ain't with that.
That's disrespectful.
I don't believe in that.
When it's starting to get disrespectful, you know, you may as well just walk away from that because I ain't with that neither. You know, I ain't finna call you that, and I ain't finna let you call me that.
Yep, I just ain't with that.
If you notice, a lot of the guys you see on the other shows, even though ranking-wise, I've been told, you know, we pretty good with the show. But Larry and I came to, actually myself, Larry and Drag, because that's really who we do the show. And we, and my producer and I, and we was all talking, and we came to a decision before the show even started. And the decision was that we don't want that over here. It's no such thing as you gonna slip up and say something. Teeth and tongue will fall out, because teeth will bite tongue. So we know they'll fall out. So, yes, you'll slip and say something. But it's a difference in slipping, saying a word, versus practicing
saying those type words. We don't want it over here. So we don't have it over here. And a lot of times when I open these shows up, man, I tell them, I got little kids sitting there. Like my brother, on the best on the track right now, he got my nephew with him. Everywhere Lee go in the house, he got mother nephew right behind him. So you think I want him sitting there listening to this show and he and me saying everything under the sun and around the sun?
There you go.
You know? So if I don't want him to hear me saying it, then don't say it.
Well,
you know, so if you got to talk that way, we don't want to mute no mic. You know, we do everything we can not to. But if you got to speak that way, then this is not the show for you to call.
Yep, and I said the same thing in mine. You know what? Mm-hmm. Sure, you can have certain ratings, more couple others, but you know what? I don't believe in calling nobody, no disrespecting on no bees. And definitely, N-word is out of there. I ain't with that racist. Don't call them up there on that bridge. I don't care. I mean, you know what? That word is a hard word. I don't care. Even my son, he turned around. He knows if they got a radio and turn around and put a song on and they hear that in, they'll take it off. They'll cut the tape off because they know I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not with that N word, period. That's something that I don't believe in. And I don't believe in calling nobody no peace. And I hate to say it, when it started, I remember people get acceptable. They think they can say it. You know, certain people, you know, you can't. And then, before you know it, somebody ready to kill somebody over that. But you're acceptable, letting everybody be accepted to it, because you're saying it all over the place. And I listen to a couple of radio shows, don't get me wrong. I've been on a couple of them, and I actually don't get on there because I don't want to hear it.
What?
When I hear them talking like that, I'm like, oh, man, I click off. I don't want to hear it. Because it don't get ignorant, you know what I mean? It's like almost like so stupid. It's unnecessary, you know?
Right.
I mean,
I
don't know.
We don't have it here.
That's why I get on y'all's show. I listen to it all. I mean, whenever I can get a chance, I get on there. I get on there and listen. That's more positive for me. But that little junk that them other guys doing, oh, man. What, just to get some ratings? That ain't no ratings for me.
If I got to do that to get ratings, then I don't need them.
And my whole thing is just like the same way we're having a show. If you're going to have a great show, you want to be able to bring everybody coming, family coming. You want to bring your family there and you got somebody out there cussing like that, acting stupid. You know, getting to a point where it's going to be as low as you ain't going to want to bring your family. You don't want to bring your kids around nothing. That's how I look at it. So I tell them the person a heartbeat. That ain't my kind of party I got, so I can't come. That's
my
how
thing
I feel.
When and I said this many times, you know, the final straw that came down that made me even do this show was Big Drag. Drag and I was saying, he was like, you know, Lou, I think it'll be a good thing for you to do, because I had been
shying away from doing this show for months or something. They had been in my house about 6 months trying to get me to do this show. And, you know, after me and Drag was talking, he was like, I think it'll be good for you. I really do, you know, for what you're trying to do and what you plan on doing. But one of the things we came to an agreement from the beginning, we were just not going to have that type of language on this show. You know, and if you don't start it, you ain't got to stop it. See, I don't use it. Larry don't use it. Drag don't use it. So, therefore, we not starting it. So, you know how to bring it to us. Because it just, I don't understand what them words got to do with me drag racing you against you. But I thought that's what we were supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be racing. We're not auditioning for a team to come, and it's not a comedian show, you know.
Let me tell you, good word gets around fast. And I just, like that, you just said something by drag. I heard about drag a long time ago, right? I never got to make it to his show, but I always said I'm going to make one of them, you know? And you hear good things. When you hear something good, you don't mind going somewhere. When you hear something bad, I'm refuse to even go to a drug show at certain places, because I know it's going to be a lot of drama.
Yep.
And that's why I'd rather not. But I heard a drag show before. You know, I got to make it up there one time. I don't care if I just got to come up there just to watch, you know. But that's the kind of atmosphere you don't mind being in, you know. Then there's certain atmospheres you want to, you refuse to go to, you know.
Right. You're right. You sure right. It was a brother called in last night. Yeah, I told Kelly, like I know you did sell against Mutant and Mike. And this brother knew Cadillac from years ago, but he just kept going there. And I told guys, what you need to do, you need to just mute that mic. That's what you need to do. You need to just pull the plug on his mic. I know you don't want to, because you know, I already made the number several times. We don't mute mics over here. Well, we don't mute them, but you can force me to. You doing it yourself. I'm not doing it. If I have to mute a mic, or if you had Drag said mute that mic, or you and Larry said mute that mic, then we not mute that mic. You mute that mic.
Mm-hmm.
No, you do it yourself. Yeah, you do it yourself, man. It just don't take out at the race. It really don't.
Yeah, no, I had really one guy one day. We got personal with another guy, but listen, it ain't that serious. It's about a race. You know, you going to invite him to your private parts? I'm sorry. I said, this ain't that kind of show. Y'all have to talk about something else another time, not on this. And I hit it off. And next time he's up to, oh, you did this. Listen, this is mine. When they turn around and say, this is my show, I'm going to run it my way.
That's right.
I had one person told me, so, man, you shouldn't do that. Then you get yours and do it. Right now, I said, you know, you turn around, you got people on there that don't want to hear that junk. I know I don't want to hear it, so.
You said right.
It is what it is. And you know what? You're going to get the people. You're going to get some people. You know how it go. Some people are going to want to hear it, like to see the drama. But then some people, you know, they feel it. You're going to weed out the good ones and the bad ones. That's how I look at it. You're going to have your loyal ones, and you're going to have the ones that, you know, ain't going to be nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep doing the right thing like y'all doing now. Everybody gonna follow anyhow, so y'all doing all right. Y'all doing good.
Well, like I said, man, here we chose not to do it here. I don't think Mel want to hear that type of stuff. I know Rick don't want to hear it. He get him going to church in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want to hear that. Mel don't want to hear it. Larry don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it. My producer don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You know, I got my brothers. I got a few of the brothers from down south. Like I said, I don't know if he owns none or not. I haven't seen any numbers on the board to indicate they're here tonight. But I got some of the guys that call from the south. They don't want to hear that. You know,
well,
as a whole, they want to race. They don't want to make this a I talk about you, you talk about me. So if I talk about your car, you talk about my car, and we're trying to come to an agreement to a drag race. Now trying to see who can call each other the most names. You know, so we just sat up to do it.
Now, I'll tell you what it did once, right? I got a bus. I go and take a bus every now and then when I go. So we go to Fayetteville, we'll go to Cap, we'll go to Mount. When we go down there race, we might leave on Friday night. They can party on the bus all they want, eat, drink, whatever. I let them do everything on the bus. They're having a great time, everything. Now, Saturday we race, Sunday morning we're on the way home. They know. That first hour on that bus, I don't care who you is, what do you think you is, what have you been drinking the night before, my thing is I play my gospel song for an hour in the morning on the way home. What? Somebody said something, man, I came here to go to no church. I said, well, if you need a ride home, I said, you better catch home to the car over there we got right now. Our car is mine here. I tell everybody, and they all know. And you know what? The same people I still got coming, they don't care. I don't have nothing. You might get one or two that just don't want it. You know what I mean? Give them a plug. Put some cotton in here and you don't hear. But right now,
hey,
right,
I'm going to tell you something.
My gospel way home.
I'm going to tell you something, man. It's this gospel group. They ain't got old now. Drag, no. He ain't seen me many years with them. The guys that got old and the two leads, they both deceased now. But it was a group called the Southern Faith. Man, listen. I used to go around the country with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing a song one day, and the guy out of Cleveland told me he didn't want to hear no gospel. And I was like, you in the wrong car. So it's this world famous gospel group called the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Anybody know gospel?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
The clouds was, you know, anything that you get in, it's going to be competition.
Mm-hmm.
The Southern Faith was putting pressure on the clouds as being number one ranking. So the clouds said, we know how to get them. They full gospel. you know, and we got a little circle about us. So what we'll book them in this lounge. They booked them on a lounge on 7th, 8th and Greenwood. Well, when Lloyd got up and started singing the gospel song, one guy said, man, if I wanted to hear some gospel, I'd want to church. He took his beer and turned it up. So the other lead singer, we called him Channing got up and started doing this song called Evil. And when he started doing this song called Evil, he made like eye-to-eye contact with the man. The man put his beer down. The man got real quiet. he felt like he was singing the rest of the hymn, you know. And he started saying how evil get in your home. It'll get in your kids. It get all in your heart sometimes. That dude put that beer down, man. You know. But that's going to show you, man, how you just got the whole thing. You know, that's it. Now, if you had gave in to what he said, you know, you'd have been totally lost control right there. But by you holding strong, by you holding strong in what you believe in, you see where you're at, you know. That's just the way it is, man.
You got to hold that hope.
Yeah.
Hey, Lowe.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, Lowe.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get off of here. I'm gonna holler at Taylor for a little bit, but I want to tell Long Island I'm gonna keep you in my prayers, brother. And
thank you.
I'm gonna make sure that my brothers and everybody else keep you in their prayers, bro. We're gonna pray you out this situation, and cause we ain't through whooping on you. We got to get you whooped around here.
Hey, Rick, you got 2 minutes.
Hey,
yeah,
Taylor,
yeah.
Taylor ain't coming on tonight, man. He posted it on Facebook. He ain't gonna be on tonight.
Oh, you ain't coming on?
No, he said he wasn't coming on tonight.
Well, when you're done with me, B, I'm gonna get off anyway. I got a swap meet in the morning. I gotta be gone by 5:30.
Well, let me get 2 minutes out, and then we're gonna let you go.
Okay.
I want to hold you for 2 more minutes. All you brothers that's on right now, Drag, I get off. I want to do while everybody's here. We're gonna give a 2 minutes of prayer for Long Island. Long Island, when is you are going in?
Well, I'm out now. I'm good.
I'm
done.
Okay. So you got to heal it.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just a matter of you healing.
Yeah,
okay, we're going to, we're going to pray, you know, by the grace of God, we're going to pray you about that thing. So for those that are on, brother, y'all, give us a moment of silence by your head, and we're going to whisper a prayer for Long Island Joe. Heavenly Father, we come to you once more and again just to say thank you. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for our brother, Long Island, Father. We understand that he's had a little sickness in his life, had a little illness here. But we know, and he know, that you are God all by yourself.
Yes, sir.
You know that you're able, Father. You know that you're able to heal. And then, Father, he believes that you will heal him. For you said in your words, you said, man have not because he acts not. Brother Joe is asking to be healed tonight. And we, through our prayers, Father, asking that you heal this brother right now. Bless his
yes,
family.
Yes, sir, Lord.
Stay strong.
Catching around him, Lord.
Put your loving arms around him, Father. Do it like you did Abraham. Let him rest in your bosom. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We count it done in your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father.
We count it done. Brother Joe, we count it done. In Jesus' name, we count it done. So now, Rick, I just want to hold you a few minutes so everybody stay on, you know.
Okay, no problem. Everybody, for those that don't know, we got Big Walker's Memorial Race, September the 14th, which is 7 days from tomorrow, which will be on a Sunday, at Union Grove, Great Lakes Dragway, Wisconsin. It's going to be grudge racing. It's going to be match racing. It's going to be the Midwest Pro Stocks there. Not Pro Stocks, I'm sorry, Midwest Nostalgia Pro Stocks. We're going to have a 10-inch tire, 8th mile race there, and all type of bracket racing and gamblers races. So for those who can make it, we're going to have another big day for Big Walker, who passed away a year and a half ago. But we're going to give a race in honor of his memory, and we'd like to have everybody come out. So once again, the date is September the 14th, Sunday, at Union Grove, Great Lakes Dragway.
Hey, thanks, Will. You're just telling me to tell you to promote your show, and I see you're doing it right now. So for all you guys that's not busy Sunday, man, come on over and enjoy yourself. Bring your slow car, your fast car, or your medium car, just bring a car. Come on over and enjoy yourself, man. It's going to be a lot of race today, a lot of guys there. And when we're not racing, we'll do what we do. We'll do like Larry said, we'll fellowship with each other. Have ourselves a ball.
Okay, bro, you know, I'm going to cut out, man. I want everybody to have a good evening, and God bless everybody.
Hey, God bless you, brother. I'll talk to you in the morning.
Okay, brother. All right.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Brother Larry, you there?
Yes, sir.
Cadillac, you there? Hey, Cadillac on. He probably didn't put that mic down. Go and listen to what we're talking. Okay. Anything else jumped down out there yet?
No, dude. I done left, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For me and these mosquitoes, we got a flood out here. The mosquitoes holding the water down. Like I tell y'all, they're like a flock of roaches, boy. Hey, I'm saying they for coming. Hey, what's up? Why you won't move? Here we go. Hold up, okay. Let me get out the way. Them ain't skeeters. Those skeeters, like you call them down south there. But, yeah, man, they was trying to do something. I just went to the truck, loaded up. I'm, like, moving back to Beverly.
Bring you on. Okay.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, yeah. That man said the muskies are holding the water down, though.
Man, he's holding the water down. Thank you, boy. Then the Duke came in and said, what y'all want to do? I don't think so.
Hey, man. Hey, Long Island.
Uh-huh.
Hey, wait a minute. D. It's like when Long Island was there, the creek is rising. I'm on mute.
Hey, Long. Hey, man, we done prayed for you, Long Island. We're gonna get your heels, we're gonna whoop you, and we're gonna give you some cornbread. Hit that joint one time.
Hey, Long Island. Hey, I love you, but hey, you ain't gonna get my cornbread.
You get your cornbread.
Hey, you're gonna bring my
travel.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Hang on.
Get cornbread and your Kool-Aid.
You gonna eat your. Hey, girl, you gonna eat your cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Trevor.
Oh, God.
Don't say nothing.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I think he's talking to you.
No, not at all. I want you to have it. Will you mind passing this down to...
Hey, no, hi, man. Don't
pass your cornbread to him. That's your cornbread. Ray, I'm a grown man, okay? I'm not going to eat this cornbread if he wants the cornbread, damn it.
Now, if he wants some cornbread, let him go up to the front and get his own portion of cornbread. That's your cornbread. Fuck him.
Hey, man, he going to eat his cornbread, all right? Fuck you.
Right. Look, I don't need you to take up for me. I'm all right. I'm a grown man. I can handle it.
If you let him have your cornbread, you're going to be ironing his drawers and clipping his toenails.
Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread.
Oh, motherfucker, you can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Now, fuck him. Fuck that. Because I'm from New York City, goddammit. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that go for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Get up!
That cornbread rough, ain't it, gentlemen? Cornbread rough, baby. And see, Joe, we got to get you here and get you back so there'll be some repercussions with you in that small block. The good beer is going to cause havoc on your head when you get over here. But I want to say to the brother, man, you know, we all born and raised in church, around church, or under church. All of us come up in a spiritual realm, family, most of the guys I know. Man, what are we going to do about all this killing going on? I just got a text that two little boys, and I was a little boy with two boys, and they shot not too far from where I met here. Now, I heard the shot when it went off. They said two of them got shot.
I mean, what is wrong with these kids nowadays, man? Do they know anything else to do other than shoot? They lost their mind, man. They really lost their mind. But man, so much that, you know, I said earlier that Diane Hemingway went to Arkansas to race. They got rained out. So at least we did get some racing going on at 41 with clocks off. And I was hoping when my brother would call in from down south and let us know if they did anything down that way. I was sending the SOS out for DJ Grant, Wick, BET. Neither one of them brother called, so I'm going to assume they didn't do anything this weekend either. So I guess it was kind of a slow weekend on the racing side.
Hey, you gone? Yeah.
Bro, Larry, you still there?
I'm still here.
I was hoping when the gas from the south would call us and let us know if anything went on down there. I didn't get a call back from DJ Wick. I thought I had Wick on earlier, but I think there was someone else that called in. Because I was expecting to hear if anything went down anyway. I don't know if them guys went over to Arkansas to run with Diane M, if they did something different. But I was just saying a few minutes ago, man, what is all this killing? I got the police walking down the street now, I think, with a flashlight. Man, these guys are going to shoot crazy. It's like, they don't ask your name. Now, what side of bullet you want me to shoot at you with? It's really lost their mind.
Yeah, they
I don't know. I just don't know what's going on with these kids nowadays, man. And anyone, then they ask me why you work so much. My truck is the safest place for me to be.
And if you're working and out in the street, one of y'all killing me.
Hold it down there, man. Right there, hold it down.
So are they done over there at 41? It's all closed up now, ain't it?
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Where's that, brother?
I said they done closed up 41 over there now, ain't they? I know there is. That dude done came down out there.
Yeah, I think they done closed up over there. I heard Cadillac said it. Dude came. You heard Cadillac said it. Cadillac said the mosquitoes holding the water down.
Yeah. I know the mosquitoes get rough over there. And
yeah,
plus, all the rain they just had, I knew it was like a pond of water over there.
Somebody's mic open.
So when you got a viewer ready, man?
What's it do?
Yeah.
Quick, you there? Bro, Wick,
yeah.
Hey, what's happening, bro?
Here.
What's happening, Wick? I thought I seen your number earlier. I was looking like, this looks like Wick's number. You know, I got this new phone. You know, I'm phone illiterate. I'll be the first to admit my shortcoming. And they got this high tech phone for me, man. I'm trying to learn to operate this job.
Yeah,
Yeah, I was on. I nodded off on the show. I went to a funeral early and got back and shit. Put the show on and nodded off.
Hey,
ain't nothing been going on.
Nothing. Yeah, I know. I talked with Keith Earl. He said they got rained out in Arkansas there. So they didn't get a chance to them down there. Man, these young, I was just saying earlier, these young Joseph lost their mind. I have seen about 35 police cars come down the street the wrong way. And I just got a text that two guys just got shot right the corner here. These Joe, the day a boxing gym now could really close up and go out of business. Because them all won't learn to use a hand, or all they want to use his finger. That's all they need now. But,
what'd you say, Dean?